The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Stand up, all fat men, stand up straight. Stand up because no chair can hold your weight.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Well, you know, I took this test, and it sort of turns out that I'm technically mentally retarded.
I can't hear you. You'll have to speak into the microphone.
Paul Perillo.
No, don't do that. Don't try to turn my words on me. You know, you can just go to hell. We're like, yeah. Yeah, like that. Yeah,
yeah. You can't hit me. I'm a girl.
And Andy. And Andy?
I don't care. I really don't give it. I'm all worked up right now, so we have to do it. Just do it, okay?
Andy Hart.
Let's corner the nerds and call them gay and make them show us their penises.
Won't that be gay of them?
Eric Scalavino.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron. A pretentious moron. And you know what? Take that sweater off. Makes you look queer.
For now, anyway.
You think I care about you? No, you're just smart enough, and you're just clever enough to occasionally amuse me.
PFW in Progress.
Tell me what it was like being one of them.
It was like basking in the warm glow of a higher intelligence as it envelops you and allows you to become part of its everlasting glory.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
All right, welcome to another special off-season production of PFW in Progress.
Production. I like the new word added.
You like the production?
Yes. The production value sucks for this show, but...
Well, everybody's here. Paul, Eric, Andy, Fred. Kevin's in the booth. Doc's walking around aimlessly.
Just... No, I hoped he was heading to get our lunch.
Oh.
When he went out the door and headed in that direction.
I gotta go get it in a second.
Eric's pouring me a Diet Coke.
You probably can't hear that, but there's some major noise going on outside the studio.
Well, there's like police tape you gotta cross to get under.
Yeah, there's a hard hat area outside
our
door.
Whole area in here is like vibrating right now.
They're doing something. So, you know, we're getting ready for the season, which we assume there will be one, 2011. So, you know, work is being done here at Gillette Stadium, and we're ready to do a show. The email address is webradio@patriots.com. That's webradio@patriots.com. The phone number, 508-543-7482. That's the Ace Ticket phone number. And so, guys, since we last met on Tuesday... Actually, we've met since then, but, you know, for the purposes...
We don't go our separate ways.
For the purposes of the radio audience, since we last met on Tuesday, new assistant strength and conditioning coach announced today.
Yes. Pipeline prospect.
Moses.
Moses Cabrera.
Is here.
Not Orlando.
What?
Moses.
Moses Cabrera? Is that his name?
Moses Cabrera.
And, but he Fresno
sounds like
State
a leadoff
like
hitter for
years.
The San Diego Padres.
That was very well played.
Why?
Fresno State guy, right?
Lunch is already here. Graduated from Oral Roberts.
Oh,
also
I poured
your
drink too
there.
Soon, Paul.
He's also been at the University of Colorado. Sorry.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
You know what?
I'll take that.
So, you know, just to...
I'll take that for you.
Just to remind people that longtime strength and conditioning coach Mike Wysick is now with the Cowboys. Harold Nash was elevated to his spot. Mm-hmm. Now they filled Harold Nash's spot with Moses Cabrera.
Mm-hmm.
So
now, have we?
I don't know who they're conditioning at this point, but it's good to have that slot filled.
Well, we heard a yell while coming down the tunnel. We were like, "What the hell's that?" But then we thought it might
revolution coming from the Revs locker room.
Viva la revolution!
And they haven't been locked out.
Are they 2-0 at this point?
I believe they tied.
They're undefeated.
They tied,
but they've
tied
again.
They got their first point on the West Coast since 2009.
They signed a new guy today too. Otto
Lowy. I always
read
the first line of the releases that come out.
Yeah,
Otto.
So they're 1-0.
We got Revs news.
Ram.
No.
Lowy.
1-0-1. So that's good for the Revs. Good start for them.
Thank you.
They need to bounce back. They had a tough year last year.
Yep. Ian Rappaport had some good reporting this morning.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
He had
never
some quotes
does.
From Marcus Stroud, which was good.
He had a good get.
Oh, that's good.
He had a good get for
just
Marcus Stroud.
Just don't read
Stroud.
The facts of the story.
There were some facts that were incorrect in the story, but other than that, it was a good get. Marcus Stroud, excited to be here. Conscious of the fact, Freddie, that the Patriots have taken their fair share of chances on some veteran players who were at the end of the line looking for you know, maybe one last sign of productivity. And Marcus Stroud certainly is aware of guys like Rodney Harrison who have taken that road here with some success. So that, you know, I think the fact that Stroud, I think, talked about that in glowing terms was a positive sign for the Patriots. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good. It's good that Marcus has that type of attitude. So we'll see. Certainly, even though Ty Warren should be coming back and Gerard Warren filled in admirably, I do think that the defensive line needed some depth.
Oh, certainly. You know? But if you don't bring back Gerard Warren, you're kind of in the same position you were in last year, unless you think Marcus Stroud is a significant upgrade over Gerard Warren, because he played, I think, all 16 games.
Right.
You got a solid veteran presence out of Gerard Warren. If you get that from Stroud, okay, you're back to where you were at last year when the defensive line wasn't good enough and when you had injuries and didn't have enough depth.
Right.
And that's why people are saying, you know, J.J. Watt or one of these guys in the first round might be a possibility.
Have the Patriots now given a chance to every defensive lineman who was selected in the first round of the 2001 NFL draft?
That's a good question, Eric.
Oh, they not what's his name? Jimmy Kennedy.
Was he in that?
They've been rumored with him before.
Because everyone else has either been here or is here.
I think he was.
Was he in that same year? I thought he was the Ty Warren draft.
Yeah, he's the Ty Warren draft. This is
Seymour Warren
Stroud.
Jonathan
Sullivan. Lewis.
Damian Lewis.
Right. That's five right there, right?
We got two?
Have all been
either
with
been here,
the Patriots.
Yeah, or are here.
At some time. Evidently, they were high on the defensive lineman in that draft.
Yep. So, well, I mean, that was early in Bill Belichick's career, and you build from the inside out. So, you know, we also drafted Matt Light that same year that he drafted Richard Seymour.
Yeah.
So, makes sense. What other news
maybe
do we have?
Maybe he'll revisit that style.
Maybe.
They could go to a J.J. Watt, the end, at 17, and then Costanzo or one of these guys at 28 or 33. It'd be like the 2001 draft, which basically then for almost a decade you got Pro Bowl caliber play out of those two positions.
How about Eric's guy, Cameron Jordan?
Sure.
Instead of Watt.
Sure.
You know Watt.
What other news do we have since Tuesday?
Go vote for Danny Woodhead Madden cover sweepstakes.
One of our emailers and
that's
why is he
good.
Down here?
We got a monkey in the booth.
One of our emailers had
another
good point. He said, in addition to voting for Danny Woodhead, you should also vote for the underdog at all the other slots so that, you know, if Woodhead, as he advances, he'll have weaker and weaker opponents to go up against.
Yeah, because his third-round matchup was a difficult one. Didn't we see something?
Yeah.
I don't
who we
looked
who
at,
but it was
a star. It wasn't Steve Johnson
legit,
or Hakeem Nicks.
Legit name.
But I'm still rooting for him. Just vote the underdog all the way through. Danny Woodhead.
I wonder if other teams, though, are doing that, and that's helping Woodhead. If they're looking at Woodhead and saying, oh, you know, Woodhead will be an easy target when it gets around.
Maybe
they're helping.
But he's not an underdog. He's a four seed.
But I think that
I'm pretty sure other people aren't doing that.
We may be the only ones talking about this stupid
thing. I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
But I think that NFL fans as a whole should unite in say, you know what? Let's get somebody on here that
we've never heard of.
Yeah.
You could really lead them to water.
You know. Let's do it. Like the Sinjaya thing.
Yeah.
On American Idol.
Now, you do realize that was a joke. They were trying to make a mockery of the process. Is that what you're suggesting that we do with Madden?
Yes.
Okay. I don't care.
If you're going to put, like, the 12th man from Seattle on there in Woodhead, what happens if they actually win? Are you really going to stick to your guns and make it legit?
They better.
I want to see that.
I just think it's amazing that we literally argued 2 months ago or 4 months ago whether Patriots fans should buy a Woodhead jersey, and the biggest video game in the history of football is going to put him on their cover. Talk about commitment. I was saying people shouldn't commit to $75 for a jersey in the pro shop, and they're committing a year of their marketing to somebody who's shorter than my grandmother.
I guess the feed was down for a second, but now Warren Christ. From London says it's back.
Oh, is that why?
Welcome
was
to another
here?
Special off-season production.
Production, yeah.
Of PFW
it was
progress.
A production.
But it usually is with us.
Now we have nobody back there.
Yeah, so
that's not a bad thing, actually.
So, Fred, this isn't the time to take a break.
No.
No.
No monkeys in the booth.
We just started, anyway.
No, we're good. Other than that, I think it's pretty quiet. I love our fans, though, our listeners. It doesn't matter what subject we're talking about, what question we have. There is one of our fans who is an expert in the field. For example, we were talking about I needed to do my roof over. Today in business mail here, not at my home, but here, sent to Patriots Football Weekly is a card for residential, commercial, industrial roofing from Simons Roofing, Inc.
Oh.
So, unfortunately.
Not a coincidence.
I've already had the roof done. But
you already had it done?
They were in and out in one day.
Really?
Yep.
How'd it work?
Looks great. I'm really pleased with the color I chose. Desert tan. it's a lighter color. It really looks nice. Really looks nice. And now with the new Owens Corning, it lasts forever.
You're just plugging anything you can. Simon's Roofing, Owens Corning. Why don't you plug the guy who did it?
The guy who did it.
Is that how you got a deal?
Cypress Construction, local guy in Wrentham.
Cypress Construction did a good job, cleaned up, nothing.
Excellent.
Not shingles left in your bushes.
They use magnets.
Oh.
To
get all the nails.
Make sure they get everything that's metal.
Now you still have the concavity.
Oh, not right now.
No.
Thank you.
Oh, they fixed that too?
Or
was that a figment of your imagination?
It must have been a figment of my imagination. I think it was the shingles actually kind of coming up on the edge that made it look like it was curved.
Oh.
Perhaps.
Oh, so you really avoided major issues
here.
And your insurance paid for the whole thing?
No.
Oh.
Just the back half of the house.
Because you got the whole thing.
Because that's where
I had the whole
problem.
Thing done.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you just did the whole
thing. Yeah, I just did
why
the
not?
Whole thing.
Yeah.
How many guys did he have?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Yeah, they get in and out quick.
Oh, yeah.
They go up there and they're just, especially if you have just a big flat open area,
exactly.
Not a lot of dormers and stuff.
Right. Which I don't.
Yeah, mine was done in one day.
Oh, yeah. I think they can do two in a day if they're really cooking. That's impressive. And how much do they charge you, if you don't mind me asking?
$7,500.
Because I was just doing the math in my head.
That's not a bad price.
If you could do two in a day and make $15,000 a day with, you know, paying some monkeys to run around up there, you're paying them $10 an hour, and I should get in the roofing business.
Yeah, I had some more things done in addition to the roof, but...
Oh, well.
No, well, I had to get some... window trimming done around the siding because when I got the new windows, I kind of made a mess of some of the outside siding. So I had a lot of those redone and kind of cased in on the outside.
Oh, they cased the joint.
That was a little extra, but $7,500 is a reasonable price.
So I'm happy with that, but thank you for the lead on the roofing.
That's Simon's. What is it?
Simon's Roofing.
Simon's Roofing.
The point is, I love our listeners. It doesn't matter. We have such a diverse group of listeners that no matter what the subject matter, there's somebody out there that's an expert in it. So
I got a speaking of our listeners and our viewers, got recognized while naked yesterday at the gym.
You were naked
Wait,
at the
what?
Gym?
I was naked, and so was the man who recognized me.
Oh.
Was he looking down when he recognized you?
Maybe. It's pretty impressive, you know. But yeah, he a fan of PFW TV, watched every week, he said, and I said, uh-oh, is that a good thing or a bad thing? And he said, no, it's a good thing. So he liked our TV show.
Fred's now talking in...
while powdering his nuts.
He
really was. He's powdering his balls while talking to me.
Fred's now talking in Ian Rappaport Twitterese.
Why would
he say? Wait,
Twitterese?
What?
Wait,
what?
That is what
his eyes aren't squinting.
You should have just...
No, that was actually...
Should have just tweeted that.
That was actually made popular by The Office. Jim in The Office.
Oh, so even that is not his own?
Oh,
man. No. What in God's name was that noise?
That is not his own. Yeah, what is going on in there, Kevin?
That's the Twitter noise.
That's Twitter?
Twitter makes a
Twitter noise?
Yeah, if you get TweetDeck on your computer whenever a new tweet comes
up. Oh, thank God
noise
I don't have
up.
That then. That would annoy the hell out of me. The incessant volume of tweets we get all over.
So I figure since we talk about Twitter so much, I would get the tweet noise.
What's a tweet noise?
I was pleasantly surprised when I saw...
I was going to say something.
Going to say something.
When I was...
What's this, an Eric stand-up?
Speaking of Twitter, when I got a tweet from Real Patriots congratulating PFW on 16 years of publishing. I didn't know that they were going to tweet that out.
That they cared?
16 borderline competent seasons.
Yeah.
What?
You didn't know that, Paul? You don't follow the Twitter?
Who sent that out?
Real Patriots.
I knew that.
Yeah.
He doesn't follow Real Patriot.
Of course I do.
Oh.
I just tend to scroll by them.
he's so pompous. Really is. But that was nice, and indeed, it's been exactly 16 years. We're going into our 17th season, but 16
years. So you started in the off-season?
Yep. April 1st, technically, was the first issue published of 1995.
Oh. So what was that like?
That was the Maurice Hurst was on the cover, right?
Hurst and Parcells. And
I mean, were you scrambling? Or was it a well-oiled, I mean, you were ready? And
I was a little bit scrambling. You know, I had a lineup. I got hired at the end of January, and we came out with the first issue at the end of March. So in 2 months, I had a printer, distribution, writers, although there weren't a lot of writers back then.
Well, you had to fill it with content, though.
Me and an intern. Yeah. So it was good. I mean,
how many pages was it?
I think that first issue was 24. And I'll tell you, you know, as much as we make fun of Ron Borges, he did a little blurb in his column. Back then it was in the Globe. And the day after he did that blurb, we had 6,000 subscribers.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was definitely filling a need at the time. People really wanted it. Unfortunately, it's not the same anymore. No, I'm only kidding. No, we're
show
still going strong. Yeah. We're still going strong. What?
The show fills a need.
No, we're strong as ever when it comes to the brand.
I'm not.
I thought I was going to say, unfortunately, that niche is no longer there, and we no longer need you.
If I pick 400 off the bar, it would cut me in half.
Wow. Roger Clemens.
Oh, my. That's Clemens?
Oh, my. Oh, my God. Roger Clemens is on TV right now.
Wow.
He ate Paul and got stung
by
a bee.
I think he ate Rich Gedman.
Oh, my God. He's huge.
Well, he always did have a tendency to get heavy.
Not that
bad. And then
he'd
get himself back in shape. But
have you ever seen him that fat?
No.
I didn't realize that was Clemens.
Well, he's probably off the juice right now. It's not good to juice while on trial for juicing.
Yeah.
That's one of those rules I have. Nobody else has anything to say.
No, I was sorry. I was looking at something on television.
Paul's eating. Eric's watching TV.
I'm just eating. As is Fred.
Clemens is a mess,
right,
though.
This is a special
production.
He really should stand down from that and just say, look, all right, you know.
Yeah. He's really going down with the ship.
Yeah.
Although, we were talking about the Bonds thing. So far, all they've proven is that his trainer sold steroids. That's what I've taken away from it. How does that prove anything? I knew kids in high school that sold drugs. I never bought drugs from them. They could prove that they sold drugs to other people. To me, there's just a lot of wasted time and money going on.
Yeah, their argument is, how could he not have known that what he was taking was steroids?
And that's where the his mistress there, Kimberly Bell's testimony.
Hers is important.
She said flat out, he told me that he took steroids.
But all these other guys are just saying Greg Anderson stole me steroids.
A lot of people heading into this trial didn't really feel like it was a very strong case, and that Bonds probably, even though everybody knows that he knowingly took steroids, that it was going to be hard to prove that. They didn't think this was a very strong case. Unlike Clemens, who it's pretty apparent that he's going down.
Yes.
Clemens right now, Freddie, you're like, he should just stand down. He's like Costanza.
Yeah.
Like driving out to the Hamptons,
right.
To the house.
Right.
Like, I don't care. I'm just going to do it. I'm going. I'm going. Yeah. I'm going.
Yep. Yeah, he's gone.
And he doesn't get the joke, Paul.
As soon as you people say, it's like Jerry, it's like Costanza. I just click, turned off. Let me know when you're done.
You know, as far as NFL news goes, we're still waiting for that April 6th date.
Still waiting for the NLRB.
Yeah, we're waiting
for
that.
Which could trump the April 6th.
And I guess the players are suing for damages related to that whole network deal that the teams did.
Right, the lockout insurance?
Yeah, that whole thing. They could have gotten more money.
I thought the funniest thing this week was they sent out the direct deposit, I guess, applications. Players can apply to be paid by the union up to $60,000.
Players who contributed to the
fund. I just find that funny. Like, you think of these people that made millions or at least hundreds of thousands, knew this was coming, had people pounding it into their head that this was coming.
Yeah.
You know, Demora Smith making trips to every team and Matt Light and those types of people telling you, and you're already applying for $60,000. I mean,
right.
I just find it so funny.
I also find it funny that that some players are referring to this as, they're unemployed right now.
You've never gotten paid right now, except for like...
Give me a break.
Workout bonuses.
Unemployed.
Even those you couldn't get right now.
Relax with the unemployment. Yeah. You're not standing in line down at, a government agency waiting to get a government check.
The unemployment office?
Yeah.
At the government agency. The line. No, I agree. The players it's quite overstated. But on the other side, you know, I was reading a lot about that on Pro Football Talk, the item about the 60,000 that Andy just mentioned. Mm-hmm. And how
we got a big barrel now.
How fast they think the players are going to go through that, and how this is going to be, you know, because the players that's
how fast can you go through 60 grand?
But my
Des
point
Bryant
is
pretty quickly.
But my point is, they think that that's the players are, first of all, they're not going to even, most of them aren't going to get that much.
Imagine if Tom Brady applied. Yo, me and G need 60 G.
But do you look at that as a
that's laughable,
like a potential edge for the owners? Because they're going to need this money, and they're going to go right through that. By the time the season comes and they're missing their checks, they're already going to blow through this money. That's the way.
That's a good point.
That's the way they're writing
it. That's definitely leverage for the owners, no doubt.
That's a good point.
To me, if that's no leverage for the owners. I mean,
you don't think so?
They continue, and I've been saying this from the start. I think the owners continue to grossly underestimate the players. They're grossly underestimating them if they think $60,000 is going to be the difference in them caving. Listen, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't pretend to have all the answers on this thing. I'm still astounded that these two sides, making as much money as they are, can't figure this out, can't sit down, can't agree on really anything. I don't understand it all, but I just find it kind of hard to believe that the majority of these players, they're going to be examples of Antonio Cromartie out there who they need the $60,000. Des Bryant, that Andy just mentioned. But I just think the vast majority of them aren't gonna be in trouble, and they're not gonna cave the first paycheck they miss. That's what the owners are banking on, and I think they're grossly underestimating the players.
You could be right, but you know, if we're gonna figure out who can hold out longer, it's definitely the owners.
Of course.
Well, yes,
they have billions.
They have, yeah.
Plus, they can make billions doing something else.
Right. They have other.
They also have bigger bills, but.
Yeah.
Okay, but Patrick Ewing.
On the other hand, you know, you get a guy like Jerry Jones.
Okay, Patrick Ewing.
What does that mean?
You know, you get a guy
we make a lot of money,
like
but we
Jerry
spend
Jones,
a lot of money,
and he's probably got a pretty big nut every month.
just the one?
I swear he does that on purpose to me every time I take a sip of my Pepsi.
Now, John Kruk, he might have a pretty big nut.
In business
And
terms.
Just the one, because he had one removed.
No, those in business know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, too, but you intentionally put it in those terms. Don't lie.
Boy.
Ooh. See that Sean Thornton cut?
Yeah.
Ooh, 40
That's
stitches.
Nasty.
Yeah.
He borrowed Tom Curran's hat, too, to cover it up.
Hey, guys, says Emil from Denmark.
We just had a good meal.
Just caught the replay from PFW in progress since I was at work. I sadly missed the live show anyway. Couldn't help but overhearing the help with the guy ranting about you guys having discussions which are non-sports related.
And then we went into a politics rant.
I love those discussions, and that is what makes PFW so fun and great to listen to. So basically just wanted to add my two cents and keep doing what you're doing. And P.S., Andy Hart is probably more of a draft expert than most proclaimed pros.
I agree. So. Great email.
Well, he's a proclaimed pro.
Of course.
Self-proclaimed.
Yeah.
Well, so are some of these other dinks.
Does this mean we can have you as a guest on Bilo's show?
We should have him a guest. He should be a guest on our show for draft related.
Okay. And then I can take the rest of the year off?
And?
What?
What's the difference
That's
there?
That's not funny. PFWinprogress.com would like me to pimp their mock draft that they're doing with all the fans. I signed up. I volunteered to do a pick. So they'd also open it up to any of you guys if you guys would like to make a pick. But they would urge listeners to go to pfwinprogress.com and sign up. So they're going to do a listener mock draft and go through the whole thing on the website there. I think I said I wanted the Bengals pick, but I forget if I got it or not.
Who are you taking there?
Oh,
you taking
know.
The receiver or the quarterback?
We'll see how the board unfolds.
Let's see what I did there.
If A.J. Green's available, I'll be drafting A.J. Green for the Cincinnati Bengals. They don't have a quarterback, but they'll have a receiver. How do you think that's going to play out, by the way?
Carson Palmer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he's pretty adamant.
I think he's going to stick to his guns.
Well, it was funny.
Well, will the dumbass owner stick to his guns?
I think if he holds out long enough, I don't think Palmer will ever play for Cincinnati.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But if the owner sticks to his guns,
he won't
play
anywhere.
He'll take
again.
His ball and go home.
Right.
Well, to a new home because he's selling his home. But
yeah, but if he stays retired for, what is it, 2 years? Was it a year or 2 years? And then your rights to that team
really?
Oh, I don't
know. I don't
Isn't
know
it?
About that. I don't. Think
I didn't
so.
Think there was any rule like that.
Like, because you can't just retire and then the next
Barry,
day say, "Oh, I'm coming
Barry
back."
Barry Sanders
I'm a free
would
agent
have
now.
Come back.
Your contract is told, and your rights remain in perpetuity with the team.
You love
he loves using that
told.
Word told.
No, I don't think it expires. I don't think it expires.
I don't
at
think
all.
It expires either. But
we've seen instances with like Barry Sanders and Dion and stuff where there was talk of would they trade the rights or how would right. that blah blah blah. Would they have to give money back? All that. I don't think it. If he would have to be traded or. Unless they reach some, yeah, he would have to be a trade, some sort of.
I
agreement.
See them both being stubborn.
Or buyout. Maybe he could buy his way out somehow.
If I were him, I wouldn't really care. You got that much money. Plus, you're done.
Left
okay,
out of this
I
whole
think he is
thing.
Done.
He sucks. That's what's left out. Just go away.
That's
but
part of the reason why I think he's done.
He's a
you
quarterback
suck.
Who I know, but in this quarterback, in this lack of talent. At that position, he could be a wanted man for some team.
No, but he could end now, and people will say, "Oh, that's too bad. That's one of those, you know, they butted heads." Blah blah blah. If he goes to another team, you know what he'll prove? That he sucks.
You know, I hate to say this, he's a poor man's Drew, is what he is. He wasn't as good as Drew for as long as Drew was, but he had the sharp spike up,
yeah.
and the precipitous drop. And someone else, Eric's right. Someone would definitely take him, thinking change of scenery, and he'll
oh,
be fine.
Oh, somebody'll take him.
He ain't
going to
be.
Should,
he ain't going to be fine.
There's not enough good quarterbacks in this league. You take
no.
a chance.
Yeah,
he's
it's a watered down pool of talent.
He might still have some flashes of success, like Drew did when he left here. He was reasonably productive for a short while in Buffalo, and reasonably productive for a short while in Dallas.
Yeah.
But he's not the answer anymore, and neither will Carson Palmer be.
He'll run a couple naked boots.
Oh
that
my
the
God!
Team's best plays.
Mike Mularkey. I had a little vomit right here when I saw that play that day.
Do you remember that, Fred?
Do you remember
really
the fourth? The fourth and inches from like the 20-yard line
in Buffalo
with about 2 minutes left. Buffalo's driving on us, and he called a naked bootleg for Bledsoe.
I don't remember. One of the worst calls in any sports history.
Yeah,
and
literally,
he ended up getting stripped, and Seymour picked the ball up and ran it back for a touchdown.
Yeah, Bruschi hit him, stripped him, right?
Yeah,
and
I think Bruschi actually did strip him. I think you're right.
And Seymour picked it up and ran with it.
Yeah.
And Harrison gave him an escort down the sideline.
It wasn't a gay escort because it was Harrison and not Randall Gay.
Why does everyone have to come back to that? Enough already. Jeez. There's a time and a place.
You heard the open, right? Won't that be gay?
Yeah, this show between gay? Noon and 2 is the time and place.
Arky writes in.
Arky Vaughn?
Are we getting like new emailers today? Emil and Arky?
Yeah, he says, Jerry Jones has said publicly that he's willing to
he
trade
has a nut.
His first round pick. Do you think we would trade our 28th pick to Dallas
yep.
for the 10th pick in order to get a blue chip player?
It's the 9th pick, I think.
Well, you'd have to take.
Yeah, it's the 9th pick.
I believe you'd have to at least start with 17, not 28. But yes, I do think the Arky, I'm with you. That's a potential suitor. I think Dallas, definitely.
It's
Dallas
nine,
wants
nine
a tackle,
by the way,
right? Dallas wants a yes. tackle by all accounts, yeah. and there's not a tackle
they're
worth
struggling
taking
with
nine.
Whether a guy like Tyron Smith or somebody is really worthy of the.
They're not worthy
pick.
Of the ninth.
Yeah,
pick. Andy Hart, who has a wide breadth of knowledge of this draft,
breadth with a D,
and he says there's
wide
no tackle.
Breadth of knowledge?
He has no tackle.
Whoa, what did I say?
No tackle at number 10.
What did I say?
You have no tackle in the top 10.
Yeah, no, I don't have a top 10 tackle.
He gets all mad because, God forbid, I misquote him.
Well, you single-handedly tied me to a 6-10 record
don't
for like
Don't worry about
six
that.
Months.
I got a better one for that today.
Yes, I know.
I'll get to that later.
But,
by the
yeah.
way, I'm going to give you a little foreshadowing, Fred.
Yeah.
Vaughn Miller.
No.
Can't play.
Really?
Says Andy Hart.
That's not what I said.
You disagree with everybody, then.
No, that's not what I said.
What did you say?
He's overrated.
Thought we were getting to this
He's
later.
A two-trick pony. I don't think he has a wide breadth of pass rush moves.
Breadth with a D.
I think he's a speed guy that goes edge or cuts back to the inside to beat the tackle.
Not
I
a
don't
bull rusher?
Think he plays. No, I don't think he has
he's
a lot of power.
He's a two-trick pony.
He's undersized, and I don't think he plays the run, so I don't think he's your ideal 3-4 guy here, edge setter. He may be a good situational pass rusher in the NFL. I think there's a lot of comparisons to the Curry kid, not Joe.
Oh.
What's his name? Eric? Mike?
Aaron
Curry.
Aaron Curry, who was a highly touted prospect, went to Seattle. He'll be a fine player.
Would you take him over Tully Bandicam right now?
Yes.
No, okay. He doesn't think he's as good as Bandicam. As a matter of fact, that's exactly the
that's
guy.
That's absolutely asinine. I would take him over Tully Bandicam, but I wouldn't take him over Robert Quinn, and I wouldn't take him in the top 5 picks in the draft or wherever kidding. He's going to go and get $50 million.
I'm exaggerating, obviously, but
I guess not.
I laughed yesterday. Andy came in and he goes, you correct me if I'm lying now. He comes in my office after he watched Von Miller and he goes, one with the left thumb, one with the right thumb, pointing down. I go, a double down arrow? An Andy Hart double down arrow? He goes, no. He didn't get any double arrows. No double arrows, he goes, but...
But double thumbs is still...
Two-trick pony, and he talked about...
You really
two
said
different...
two-trick pony?
Yes.
Two-trick pony.
The two,
I don't think he has a wide breadth of pass rush
the
moves.
The two pass rush moves that he just said, he said that's all he has, and not as well-suited to play an all-around game, and then started talking about Aaron Curry from Wake Forest, who is a good player. I don't think he was worthy of... I think he might have gone... Yeah, I think
How would you
definitely
compare
Von five.
Miller to... Dwight Freeney.
I don't think he's as good. I think those guys with the spin moves, those are hard to defend. I think if you're gonna have one trick and it's that really good speed and then into the spin move, it's better than what Von Miller has. And I didn't see on tape him with that dynamic spin move.
Okay. And did Freeney
show by the way,
that
yeah,
in college,
he's not Dwight Freeney.
Or was that something he developed?
Oh, Dwight Freeney was good in college.
No, I know
he had
good.
That spin move.
He had
yeah.
that spin move.
Oh yeah. I'm sure it's developed. I'm sure he's mastered
the
his
knock
craft.
On Freeney in college was people wondered at that size
right.
if he
if
could
he
do
could
it
do
in
it.
Pros.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like 5'11", right?
But the thing about Freeney is, again, I know
he's
you
great.
Think that I are obsessed with thighs in bubbles.
Oh, boy.
But he's got a really, really strong base, and he can bull rush a guy.
Von Miller is not built like that. He is lankier. He's, what is he? He was even shorter. He's like 6'2", 240. Let me go to my notes here. He fails on the measurables test a little bit. Yeah, 6'2 and change and 240. I mean, very productive, good guy, captain, like he's got all that other stuff. I'm just not sure he's going to be an elite NFL playmaker, pass rusher, edge guy. I think he's going to be good, not great.
All right.
And more situational maybe than you'd like, not all well-rounded.
Yeah.
Well, if you're into draft talk, I need to remind everyone that B-Low will be starting his draft show. Is that Wednesday, Kevin? Starting this Wednesday? Yep, at noon.
This Wednesday or next Wednesday?
This coming Wednesday.
This coming
noon.
Wednesday, noon, 12 to 1.
Which is next Wednesday. Yeah,
it'll
Wednesday.
Be a one-hour show, but of course, webradioatpages.com.
That's just the open.
Same email address. And B-Low will have guests from all over the country.
If I can
it won't be just a Patriots-type draft. It's going to be draft overall.
All-encompassing.
Right.
And that how many show times are you going to burp or hiccup or whatever you're doing over there?
I don't know.
That show will be replayed after PFW in Progress on Thursday as well.
Oh,
right.
Sweet. So B-Low.
More B-Low. That's what people have been
clamoring
for. What
do we call that show? What's the name of that show?
The Blow Show.
I don't know.
It's B-Low's Draft Extravaganza. Is that what it is?
It's B-Low's Draft Production.
It's a lot of talk and not much said.
You can call it what you want. You can call it whatever you want.
You can take him at 3. You can take him at 6. I don't know. You can take him at 8. If you take him at 8, you can take him at 2.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
I agree.
So that'll be B-Low. So everybody tune in.
We'll,
Wednesdays at noon, and he'll have that show every Wednesday up until and through the draft.
Up until May 4th, I believe.
Up until
May 4th.
So that's like what, 3 shows?
I don't know.
No.
Because the draft is the or four
28th.
28th is the draft. So
at least 5 shows.
4 shows.
Yeah. Will Lindsay be taking part?
Maybe.
She should. That would increase listenership, even though it's not a visual show.
I asked her the other day why she doesn't have her own show. She couldn't come up with a good reason.
She's shafted.
She's invited here anytime she wants. I've told her that. It's an open door.
And she has chosen not to come for one reason. You're here. You're a creep. And you make
her uncomfortable.
I don't know,
but has Fred ever creeped it up with her like he did with Christina?
Didn't he once? I think he did once.
I don't know.
When she first came.
I think that was me.
Eric and I did it a little bit. We creeped it up a
little. In fact,
I
don't think
I know
I was
you two
here
do
that
it.
Day. I don't think I was
I don't here. Think you were here that day either.
I don't think I was here that day.
So you've yet to creep it up with her.
I don't do that.
Yeah, that was me and Paul.
Which was extra.
Mostly
creepy.
Me.
Mostly Eric.
I didn't do that with Christina Acra either.
Oh, yes, you did. She told us afterwards.
I did not.
It's one of the things she talked about in her exit interview. Huh. I would have stayed, but
Fred Kirsch.
Kirsch.
Inappropriate advances on the radio.
Robert wants to know if the Patriots will get an iPad app.
Upstairs, is it?
An iPhone app. It doesn't look right on my iPad. Funny you should ask that. There will be a tablet app coming out beginning of the season, not just for iPad, but for tablets that run on Android or the Honeycomb, as they call it, the platform for
tablets. Why have I never heard that before?
Honeycomb?
You've told us about this 1,000 times and never said honeycomb.
He tries to dumb it down for
us. Do you really need to know that?
What does it mean?
It's the operating platform for tablets that Android has. So, like, for example, Apple calls their operating system on Macs Snow Leopard. That's the name they gave it.
The Snow Leopard is
like
walking slowly
the names
through
of the CIA
internet.
Operations.
Right. It's so stupid. Snow Leopard.
Teresa says...
So, yeah, when's that coming? When is the beginning of the season?
Yes, before the season.
So now will it come if there is no season?
It'll just be delayed until the start of the season.
I don't think in those terms. We're operating and planning as if there will be. That's the only way we can do it.
Will it be cool?
It's going to be wicked cool.
Wicked cool.
Wicked cool.
Now, is it going to be available for Galaxy?
Galaxy runs on Android, so the answer is yes.
Oh, that's the honeycomb. Okay.
Yeah. Teresa says, good grief.
That's that one with that
screen.
This
is why he doesn't tell you these terms.
That's the one with that screen where they said the world's first ever. I forgot. They made up a word, I swear to God.
Honeycomb?
No, they made up a word. It was the world's first ever ambivalent screen or something. Like, and they use this word that...
ambivalent? just doesn't care.
Right, exactly. When are you going to get us tabs?
That's apathetic.
If we're going to be on it, shouldn't we know what they look like, how they work, and how we're being...
Yeah, stop in my office anytime you want.
We're going
to
get tabs.
I want one to bring home.
I don't need one, Freddie.
Can I start a tab?
It'll just collect dust.
Teresa writes in. She says, good grief, my first time listening to you people. What a sad group. I wonder how you are ever hired to represent this radio. Nice that you know more than Pat's leadership.
Kevin, cue up my
Teresa's not happy with
Pat's leadership. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Sounds like a real.
We haven't questioned a move the Patriots have made in months.
Kevin, you need to get my drop, my Eleanor drop.
Eleanor?
Is this screw you, bitch?
Yeah. But I can't say it because it's, you know, it's Lent.
I agree with you. She seems like a real bitch, this Teresa.
Screw you, bitch.
Mike in Rhode Island is the one that tells us that everyone should not only vote for Danny Woodhead, but encourage everyone to vote for the underdogs in the other sections of the bracket. The weaker the competition, the more likely he is to win.
That's true. So. I support that measure.
A lot of people upset that we were talking about politics last.
I'm not surprised by that.
I have an update on that too, Fred.
I won't get into that, but you know, I knew every time we talk about politics, people get upset. Very, yeah. Very divisive.
Can I read an email
here,
about
such
that?
A liberal group that we have as listeners?
If we read one, then we should read them all.
No, but
I
wasn't about them all. It wasn't about that particular subject.
Okay, go ahead.
Remember a couple of shows ago, at the very end, we were talking about the Arizona. And I said, you know, there's that fence that they had up in the middle of the campus.
In the campus.
And
right.
I asked our friend Derek,
yep.
who goes to school there,
yep.
what that was all about. So he wrote back to me directly and said, I actually have a funny story about that. I was listening to the show live when you mentioned my name and the fence at the school. I didn't even know about it. Oh, no big surprise because he never goes to class.
He's always listening to us.
Right. I was like, really? So after my class, I went to the, quote, mall, the middle of campus, and sure enough, there it was. Turns out that some left-wing supporters put up the fence in order to illustrate how that would cause more deaths to illegal immigrants sneaking into the country. After the fence was set up, a group of people who opposed the views of that particular group decided to have a memorial across from the fence display for all of the Border Patrol officers who died or were wounded protecting the border. Not sure
next
if you're...
thing you know, you have abortion.
Then he goes, not sure of your political views. Well, do you listen to the show? or your opinion on the matter, but regardless, I'm sure you're aware of how serious the immigration issues are down here. Definitely an interesting demonstration here on campus, though. So, we enlightened him a little bit and had him go running across campus.
I got an update from strippers.
Yeah.
It's a super AMOLED display, or AMOLED, AMOLED,
yeah.
is how they dubbed their screen on the Galaxy. The world's first super AMOLED display.
No, it was actually a mold.
You can't say, if no one knows what that means.
It was a molded screen.
Right. It's not like the best screen. LED or the highest definition display. You can't make up a word and have people care.
Right. Making up a word. Todd McShay, I just saw a quick thing to snap out of this serious real world stuff. Our guy Randall Cobb, who we all liked.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kentucky.
He calls Tex. A potential second round steal.
And that's where we had him pegged.
Randall Cobb. Steal.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree.
In other words, I think what he is saying is that could be a boom pick.
No, I think he's a good second-round prospect. I'm not sure he'll be a great second-round
steal. Well, a second-round steal implies that he should be taken higher.
Yeah, he's a first-round pick.
Well,
That's the implication.
I didn't hear what he said, but my guess would be, I mean, that's where everybody has him going in the second round. So it's not like
he's a steal.
But my guess is that 5 years from now, that's where he should be taken. But 5 years from now, people are going to be saying, wow, how did he get to the second round?
Then he should be taken in the first. Isn't that what a second round steal would be? The only way you can...
Sometimes steals are, you find out later they were steals.
Right, but guys, it means he was a first round value.
You know, guys, I mean, guys that drop from where they're projected aren't automatically steals.
I mean, should Tom Brady have been the first pick of the 2000 draft?
He was, yes.
No,
he was a steal in the sixth round.
He
would have been a steal in the fifth, the fourth, the third, the second.
Have been, on draft day,
but he shouldn't have been picked.
No, you didn't know at the time, but if you're projecting this guy as a steal in the second round, it means you think he's better than a second round pick.
And there's only one other round.
There's only one round above second. It's first.
Well, maybe that. I'm not putting words in his mouth because obviously the volume's down, so I don't know what he said. But
we got Herm Edwards, the clown with a hat on.
All right. He really is.
Did he get cut by a skate, too?
Time to take our first break. When we come back,
in 3 weeks,
off for the Giants.
Our dream segment of the show. Anthony
right,
has
Kevin?
A dream
oh,
that
nice.
We'll talk
yes.
about.
Yes. He's the model of speed and precision, a machine that picks apart defenses. This is Wes Welker, part of a last-minute drive to the end zone. He's constantly on the move, and he moves fast. You're just as fast. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE, the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America. With it, you can download a song from VCast Rhapsody faster than the average play can develop. Upload your favorite photo in 6 seconds. Share 10 photos in a minute. Stream video like you're watching an instant replay through a window. It's that smooth, that fast. And it's the only 4G network that can compete with Wes Welker.
Yeah, let's go again.
To learn more about Verizon 4G, visit your local Verizon store for a live demo or visit VerizonWireless.com/4GLTE. Rule the air. Verizon. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
What will that be on?
That's it.
Go, Brats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go Pats!
Indeed, go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit card.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2010, Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
When we played at Reliant in the Super Bowl, remember how humid it got
it
at the end of
really,
that game?
Really hot.
It was very humid, and the grass got slippery. Remember
but they
that?
Take that field out, you know.
In trays.
But, yes, but it stays out in the parking lot.
But if it goes in moist, it doesn't dry.
You're such a child.
really am. I can't help it.
I got it too.
You
didn't laugh out loud.
Parts of it will stay hard, and other parts,
Jesus,
will the end zones were soggy.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
All right, back here in PFW in progress.
What?
Let's see. Live mic.
I do want to get to Anthony's dream.
But first, I must tell people that AMOLED or AMOLED or whatever is right. an active matrix OLED. So it's kind of an acronym.
I still don't know what does OLED mean.
Oh, you should know that. That's a common term. I don't know what it means, but you should know that. Aren't you the director of
optical stuff? LED?
Oh, let me see.
So you can see it from angles? I don't know.
It's got to be a full explanation. Somewhere.
I see other TFTs, capacitor.
So like as an LED, like the emitted display, you know, one of those things. So the whole thing is an acronym then, basically.
Yeah, the O is added to LED, which is already an acronym. And then the active matrix is added to the OLED, right. So it's activated.
AMOLED.
AMOLED.
Jeez. Get to the dream segment.
Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the ace ticket hotline. As listeners who have listened before know, we often have dreams, and we discuss our dreams on the show, and it's become more and more popular to do so. And Anthony has one. He says, hey, Fred, Andy, Paul, and Eric. First-time emailer out of Bowmanville, Ontario, Canada.
Wow.
I've been listening to you guys for probably a little over a year now, and I've been a Patriots fan since 2000. I don't always get to listen to the show when it's on, but I always listen to the podcast. Anyway, this morning I woke up from having this crazy dream about the Patriots on draft day. So it's draft day, and the Pats are finally on the clock, and they trade down again. Shocking. I can't remember what spot we traded down to with the first pick or who we even took. I was too mad, frustrated that we traded down again and not up. I just remember the second part, which came out of nowhere, and I don't know what to think of it even when I woke up. It finally got to our second pick during the first round, and it was announced that the Patriots had announced another trade. I'm thinking, oh, God, here we go again. When the trade was announced, they said that the Patriots had traded their 28th pick, their second-round pick, not Carolina's, and a first round next year and got Sue. Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think when I woke up, and I'm not even sure I would want the team to make this trade on draft day. I'm not saying I would want this to happen. I just wanted to know your guys' thoughts if this were to happen on draft day with the picks that were mentioned.
Well, he's not an ideal fit for the Patriots system, but he's one of those football players that I would take and figure out how to use him.
Right.
Yes. Because I don't know if you guys saw, I watched some stuff with him, I think, on NFL Network, and they were doing cut-ups of a lot of his playing time. Schwartz even used him as a stand-up player last year. He played on the end of the line of scrimmage, almost an outside linebacker position, rushed the passer, played athletically. He is an absolute beast of a football player, and
I would
take him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'll figure out how to use a way to make him.
Whether he's a five technique or a this or a that, I tell you what he'd be, a thorn in the ass of the opposing offense. That's what he'd be. And, yeah, I'd take him. What was the trade, though? It was 28, 60,
right.
and a one next year?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
Two ones and a two.
I don't think I would give up that much. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a lot.
I was kind of hoping for more of a funny dream.
Yeah, it should have involved like.
You don't have to have a dream to come up with trade scenarios. just tune on EEI.
Read SPFW.
Be honest, Anthony, it's a little geeky.
George says, I have a dream of you reading my email. And Brady was armed.
It was an awesome dream.
Was armed robbery. He wasn't a steal. I believe Belichick trades up for Quinn.
I would like to believe that, but unfortunately, chatter on the internet is that he's going to trade down.
Well, trade down from 28.
I've already predicted that the Patriots will trade up
from 17.
I'm rarely wrong with my predictions.
Well, they could do both. They have enough picks. They could do anything they want.
I think they could trade 17 and 33 and down right now.
Oh, no. No chance. That's the only thing that I would say is virtually.
It can happen.
Then that's going to happen. Because maybe. Every time we say that's nowhere, there's no way that's going to happen.
And we say it every year, and it happens every year, though. I mean, everybody says they're going to trade, and they do.
Maybe this is the year they don't.
Maybe this exactly.
Nah. Tim from Baltimore, speaking of trades, says, suppose you had two offers to trade up in the first round.
Okay.
The Redskins offered to trade the 10th pick for the 17th, 28th, and 33rd.
Oh,
the Lions offer
no
to trade. The
no way.
Hold on. The Lions offer to trade the 13th pick for just the 17th and 28th. If Green and Quinn are both available at 10, do you trade with the Redskins or assume that one of those two would still be available at 13 and trade with the Lions so you can still keep the 33rd?
That's robbery, the trade with the Redskins.
Yeah.
So I would wait till 13 and trade with the Lions.
Well, both of them are robbery. You don't need to give up that much.
But
I think the point he's trying to make is whatever you deem the compensation to move up to 10 or 13, do you go to 10 knowing you have to give up a little more to get to 10 than you would to get to 13?
Yes.
If both of those guys are available, or do you go to 13 giving up a little less, figuring, rolling the dice, one of those two will likely be available.
No.
What do you do? Because I think that's his point,
10.
Right?
Right.
Because one of the guys, A.J. Green, it was Green and
Green
Quinn,
and
right?
Quinn,
right.
Yeah.
Is, I believe, the best player in the draft. So he's not going to continue to slide. Wherever he slides to, that's as far as you should assume he's going to slide.
So you want to go up to 10.
And Quinn, everybody says they're in love with in Houston, and the Cowboy guy wants him as, you know, part of his new 3-4 scheme. Why am I drawing
Jason
blank?
Garrett?
No.
No.
Their new defensive coordinator, the Cowboys coach, the dummy.
Oh, I know.
Dave Campbell?
Phillips.
Yes,
Wade
Phillips.
Phillips. Yeah. I didn't know he was there. I'm
getting blank stares.
I had no idea who the Texans, he was the Texans.
Yeah, they hired him at the end of the season.
I had no idea.
They would like him reportedly to be a part of their defensive front. So neither guy, I would assume, slips. Because even if Green in this scenario slips, if they take Quinn at 11, well, now there's 12 and somebody could trade ahead of me.
Yeah, I would go to 10 and get the guy that you want.
Yes.
Because there's got to be. It can't be two. It's got to be one guy that you, especially the fact that they're different positions. There's got to be one guy that you like. But yeah, I mean, just for, as a point of clarification, you're probably talking 17, maybe 60. Not even the highest second round pick. 17, 60, and maybe a third to get to 10. You don't need to give up 17, 28, and 33 to get to 10.
Yeah. And we know Bill is not overpaying for anything. That's against his every bit of his soul.
But I think his point was, what would you rather, if you know, knowing that
you got to go get it.
You give up a little more to get to 10 than 13. If both are available, do you roll the dice?
No.
You say no. I say no.
Cavern in Gainesville says, I was reading this nonsense on ESPN about the top 10 tight ends in the game, and nowhere on the list did I see Gronk's name. The list is a fraud. Gronk scored more TDs than half of these guys. Did you happen to see the list? Why do you think he didn't make it? Thanks for the work. I want to pick up lunch soon for all of you.
Did
have
you
someone
that,
contact me with the instructions.
Save the email.
Save that, Cavern. He's just a new flavor, I would assume. He's going to be among the 10 best tight ends in the game.
Yeah.
And these are all opinions of those blogger networks.
But I don't care how many touchdowns he had in order to make my determination on this. I mean, let's throw some stuff around right now. And to me, it all depends on what your preference is, too, because there's such... They're like you, and you had mentioned this during our podcast that we did earlier for the draft prospects. You know, talking about tight ends, there's all different guys. Gronkowski is a totally different guy than Dallas Clark.
Right,
it might as well
be
different positions.
They are.
Mm.
They might as well be different positions.
And it's just like Gronkowski and Hernandez here. For
but
the
if you're going to count all of those guys and you're going to go off production, and and not take into consideration the well-rounded nature, then Gronkowski doesn't belong in the top 10.
He will be.
If you're going to
he will be.
If you're going to say, he's more valuable than Dallas Clark because he not only catches the ball, maybe not quite as well as Dallas Clark does, but he's so much better blocker, then he maybe does belong in
the top 10. As well-rounded tight ends go, there's an argument that he's among the best in the game, literally among the top handful.
Sure. Yeah.
But it gets watered down
that's
with
what I'm
the
saying.
Hernandez.
That's a hard one. That's a hard one.
Gates, Clark,
well,
all the
I would take Gates
stand-up
over him.
Guys.
Clark, I would take Gronkowski over. I mean, I think that
Gates is
different. That's
because Gates is seemingly better, but Gates is still a stand-up receiver tight end.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get the kind of blocking that you get out of Gronkowski from Gates. To me, those are different positions. Gates is in the Hernandez-Dallas Clark position, and Gronkowski's in the real tight end position.
Also, I mean, a guy like Clark isn't as much of a... I mean, he's a threat in the red zone only because he has Peyton Manning throwing him the ball and he runs good routes. But, I mean, he's not as unstoppable as Gronkowski is.
Right.
You put Gronkowski down there,
the
you know you're going to score. You throw to him down there.
The size and strength separate him as a receiver from a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of is he
6'6"?
6'6". 6'5", and change.
Six,
yeah.
With his size and athletic ability to go with that, to stretch out and maximize the wingspan.
See, I think Clark is like, I think you mentioned Chris Cooley a couple of weeks ago. You know, where do you put these guys? I think those guys are different. I think that Jason Witten can be used as an inline blocker. I don't. Is he as good? Is he? You know? Is he Algie Crumpler? No.
He's the guy but everybody compares Gronkowski
you,
to.
You could
what
use him
be.
That way. You could use Todd Heap that
better.
Way. I think you can. You can put Gates that way. Now Gates, they don't use him a lot as a blocker. That's not what he's paid for. But I think those guys are big enough that they can be used as inline blockers. Dallas Clark can't be.
I think Gronk could be better than Witten.
Oh, I think he's going to be among the best tight ends in the game when in within a year or so. But the issue is, you might not know because they might change the way they use him. Because if Hernandez gets hurt and Crumpler retires and they bring in some young blocking tight end, he might meld into the more stand-up slot receiver because he has that ability.
Mm-hmm.
He can do that. So it'll depend on what's around him on how he's used
and
the value of
him. I like Gronk because he's so well-rounded.
If he's your best receiver or your top two receivers on your team, he won't be banging heads as often inside. They will have somebody else, some Bear Pasco that they draft out of Fresno State, with the intention of him busting up his head because you just can't risk the fact that he could go down any time blocking and you lose 10 touchdowns a year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
It's like Fred falls asleep at times for just short stints.
He totally doesn't
we
listen.
We bore him with football talk.
I'm watching the NFL Top 100 on TV.
You were watching that and somehow you were talking about ESPN personalities earlier.
Yeah,
because there's ESPN on the TV over there.
Yeah, he saw Wendy.
He saw it out of the corner of his eye.
Oh, she looks good tonight. Huh?
Okay.
He'd like to nix her.
Let's see.
I don't know what that means.
It means get rid of her.
Johnny from Leeds.
Suck her nix.
Plus Noel.
Oh, my
see
God.
Now.
He makes me very uncomfortable.
Andy feeling very Randy today.
Yes.
Randy.
Randy Andy.
Randy Hart.
Not Moss.
Kevin laughed. What is he doing?
I don't know.
He's just laughing, shaking his head.
No, the Randy Andy.
Hairs are falling out everywhere.
Shedding.
He's got a full head of hair.
No, he doesn't.
He just chooses to keep it short.
I just as a point of comparison, Freddie, I had more hair than that at his age.
Oh.
In big trouble, Freddie.
He's in trouble.
The barber told me to fold them already.
Fold them? Really?
Yeah, the guy who
why don't you start
relies on your service.
He told me to go with the Eric.
Why don't you start taking Propecia now or something like that?
My mom offered to buy me Rogaine and I declined.
Really?
Oh, that's such an awkward conversation.
Well, if you get the weave now, no one will notice.
Let it go the natural route. I don't really care.
What's your girl think?
Why does he find everything awkward?
I don't know.
That wouldn't make you feel weird if your mother was like, honey, I've noticed something. I'll buy your Rogaine for you if you want me. I just find that weird.
Using of the Rogaine.
But what does your girl think?
It's just hair.
Indifferent. The ladies don't really care.
Oh, sorry. I thought
ladies,
you had a girlfriend. I didn't
except
know
when they run their hand through your head and they come up with a handful of hair.
And by the way, you want to go the Eric route. See how the ladies have cared about his hair.
Oh, that's a good
point. Now,
his mother didn't offer to buy him Cialis or something. I mean,
I know.
It's not that bad. I just think it's a weird conversation.
She felt bad for me one night at dinner.
Exactly.
And he went down to eat and she was like, holy crap, her kid's going bald.
I can't imagine. Imagine if Andy actually grew his hair out.
It would look weird.
It would look weird.
Well, you said you used to have long
hair. Had a lot of
long,
hair.
I can't imagine that
blonde,
either.
Flowing
still
locks.
Do, but now it's on your chest.
That's what I'm a real man.
Virility.
I've always thought about, should I grow it out, but I can't do it. Like, right now is long for me, and it bothers me. It gets
do you want
annoying.
Me to grow mine out?
Yes. No. We just finally got you to get rid of that mess.
My hair
I can't,
was
I can't
messy.
Picture you with long hair.
No, it was a mess that you were still holding on to the fact that you had hair.
I was not.
You were a little bit.
A little bit.
I think the people that are holding on to the fact that they have hair are guys that have problems that I have. But
actual comb over?
They have like a little ponytail in the back or something.
Oh, yeah.
Those are guys that are holding
the ones
on. The comb overs.
The ones that have the part right above their ear and then they push it up.
And they flap it all the way over the side. My hair was always very short.
Like
the
guy
always
dad,
my friend's dad used to have that. He used to have the one piece of hair he'd wrap around his head like a turban. And then you'd be in the back seat of the station wagon. You'd have the window open, and that hair would come flapping through. Take your eye out, for Christ's sake.
Take your eye out.
But it's how do you – like, you have to grow that a long time
to
get to the point where you can move it all over your head.
Jeez. It's just – and then you
see,
put,
I never did
they
any
put
of that
the
stuff.
Stuff on it to keep
Paul,
it
there's
down.
No, there's no sense worrying about it. You can't do anything about
no,
it.
No, and I've never really cared about it.
Dr. Robert Leonard.
And if a girl or your wife or whoever is so shallow that she cares about it and doesn't want to be with you because you're bald, then she's not worth being with anyway.
Listen,
that's true. That's the way to look at it.
I've given my wife more than enough reasons to not want to be with me over the years. I don't think the hair is going to be the deciding factor.
By the way, Andy,
she already shakes her head often at me.
Drinking.
Warren Ladd came
fat.
Up with a
low-level basketball trips.
Warren informs me.
Go on.
He says,
I'll be more later.
He says, tell Andy it's National Cleavage Day today.
It is?
Really? Where?
Fred's showing?
Yeah,
yes.
Where?
Apparently in the UK. It's from Warren.
Send some photos that we can appreciate.
How are they celebrating?
So you're just supposed to, like, you know.
Are women.
Women are supposed to show their
cleavage? Accentuate it?
That's nice.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any today.
That should be. See, Europe is so much better than here.
Yeah. Well,
they don't have any of the hang-ups that we do.
Things like that, they are. Yeah.
What's not better?
There's
a lot of things I don't like about Europe.
What?
You know.
Everything.
The way they dress.
The way they talk.
Yeah.
What's the matter with the way they dress?
Andy would have a problem if he went to a beach in Europe, too, because the men wear the Speedos.
Oh, I would.
Oh.
He would be very uncomfortable.
Like that Miller Lite commercial
exactly.
With the guy.
Hey, brother!
We are saved!
You don't like Europe?
I love Europe. There's some things I don't. I'd prefer the way we do it.
Grass is always greener. Yeah, so exactly. The bathing suits is one. Okay, give me another one.
You know, over the
bathing suits is
dress
one.
And hairstyles. The feminine man in Europe, which is in, I don't like that.
The metrosexual?
The metro?
Yeah, that trend.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually just terrible when men who don't, shouldn't try to. Like
I think
the tight
we have better TV here.
Their boobs.
The skinny jeans.
We have better sports, I think, over, you know, but this is what we do.
This is where I wanted him to go so people would email him.
No, I mean, it's just.
Soccer stupid.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying.
Oh, he likes soccer.
But I know he doesn't.
He used to like soccer. Now he likes lacrosse.
I prefer NCAA football and basketball and NFL, and that's what I like. You know, I'd hate to miss that.
Well, we have a huge contingent of European supporters.
I understand.
They seem to keep up with it.
And I don't blame them for being supporters. That's my point.
But they keep up with it during the season?
Yeah, it's not as readily available. You know what I mean?
No, I know, but...
You know.
We're just trying to get you to say something stupid.
Yeah, I just want Europeans to be mad at you.
It's like...
one of our largest fan bases.
It was like our politics discussion the other day.
Yes. Let's see. Anyway, Johnny from Leeds, England.
I got a couple. Speaking of Europe,
the biggest little Patriots fan in the world says, "Did you hear the Patriots have scheduled a private workout with Prince Amukamara?
Yeah,
he is top 10 talent, so that would suggest we are looking to trade up.
That's not
so. Do you believe the Amukamara thing, or do you think it could be a smokescreen?
They
to
don't
avert
do smokescreens
away from who we really want to trade up to get Quinny Baby or a Miller Baby.
The smokescreen thing is an overrated." Idea, and it's a fallacy. They don't do smoke screens. They don't have time.
And where do you get this information, young Eric?
It's not young.
No, I'm not really that young anymore.
Knocking on 40.
They don't have time to engage in smoke screens by trying out players that they have no interest in. They just don't have the time for that. They have enough on their plate. If they're trying out a guy or looking at a guy, it's because they didn't get enough information when they either, A, saw him at the All-Star games or talked to him at the Combine because... As we found out, the combine interviews last no much longer than we actually get to talk to them.
No much longer.
So, but you're supporting his assumption, maybe, that then they're thinking of trading up.
No.
Or he could drop to 17. You got to do your due diligence.
One step at a time, Andy. I'll get to that.
How long are you going to take to
get
there?
I'm leading the witness, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, no, they're not.
You're very loose with your language to that.
I can't.
No.
Witness?
Leading?
Christ?
We've said worse on the show.
So
yes, Fred has.
If you're ruling out smokescreen, moving up could be an option.
It could be, but I doubt it. In
so
this
they're
case.
Doing it in the event that he falls.
They're doing their homework on every player, and this is one that they didn't get to do enough homework on before. So
is he much different than Vince Wilfork? He's a guy that fell into their lap, right?
Did they privately work out Vince?
No,
I don't
my
know.
Point is, he's a guy that was thought of highly in that range, not number one overall, but.
Yeah.
Amukamara is not a number
one
overall.
Guys fall every year, but the question here is...
He's late.
The question here is not who falls. The question is, who do they bring in for private workouts?
Everybody.
Almost as many people as they can.
Well, not necessarily bring in, but
private workouts.
They either bring them in or they go to them once they exceed the limit.
You get 30 that you can bring in, and then you can go and visit almost as many as you want.
Right.
And sometimes they just want to have... Every I dotted and every T crossed.
I just think with Bill, that's really what it's all about. Is getting
it's not about
as much,
smoke screens.
Getting as much information on as many different players as you can.
They really honestly don't have time to do that kind of nonsense.
I think smoke screens are more media related than what
they
physically
they
do.
They might tell somebody something.
I don't think they would waste their resources.
Yeah,
no,
that's money. That's
exactly.
Real money.
I think that they do engage in smoke screens, but I think they do it through the media.
Right.
You know, they might want to make sure that people are aware that, you know, that they were impressed with something about somebody. Now, I don't think they do that a lot in the draft, but
Do you think the whole 28th pick trade scenario thing that was floated could be a smokescreen?
No. No, I don't know.
That was reported by the, what was it, the Union Tribune?
San Diego reported that, yeah. Maybe it was a smokescreen on the part of San Diego. I don't know what A.J. Smith does. But I do feel like if they want you to, he might.
Right.
But Bill, when he has those pre-draft press conferences that he sporadically has, sometimes he has them, sometimes he doesn't. I don't know what the plan is this year.
Playing the role of Mike Giardi and defining sporadically for us.
I don't know if he's going to have one this year.
Do you remember when he had the Randy Moss impromptu press conference? It means it wasn't scheduled. You don't remember that?
In Minnesota.
He's a friend of the show, by the way. We can rip him.
Yeah. Right. He's a big friend of the show. But the one year he talked, the guy that we brought up earlier, Jimmy Kennedy, as a specific 3-4 kind of guy. I would tend to believe if they really wanted to draft that guy, he wouldn't have used that name.
Right.
So if you want to call that a smokescreen,
maybe
that is. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
And here, this gets back to the whole San Diego thing that we were talking about a couple weeks ago. Every team, I believe, puts everything on the table. You don't just put the things that you're interested in on the table. You don't just put the things that you want to use as a smokescreen on the table. You put it all. You're calling everybody, you're answering everybody else's phone call. And that's the way, if you want to really hide your intentions, that's the best way to do it. Everything's in play. So, don't paint yourself into a corner. Put everything in play. And also, that's the best way to do your job. I want my GM to investigate every possible scenario.
Well, I find that ridiculous that you just wouldn't look into somebody. You wouldn't do...
Right. Well, I also find it ridiculous when people get surprised when they do.
No, that's my
point. Of course they're doing that.
Everybody says, oh, they work out this guy.
I don't think that people get surprised.
I try to learn as much as I can about all the guys that we're going to talk about, just because why wouldn't you? Why would you say, you know what, he's not a Patriot, so I'm never going to look into him?
No.
Well, what if you play against him? For any reason you want down the road.
Well, if just a reason in the draft, we have a show that we're doing. We have time to fill. In between picks, somebody else takes that player. You want to have something to be able to talk about.
What I think this process is really good for, and especially now that we've all done it for several years now, is you really get an understanding and appreciation. Now, unfortunately, the older I get, the more I can't remember what draft the guy was from, but I remember when that guy was picked, roughly, every year. And it's to the point now where you sort of remember the first three rounds of the draft.
How did Sammy Baugh do at the combine?
I don't think they had the combine back then. It was Blesto then, I think.
Ah, Blesto.
Oh, no, as John always said, there were four combines.
I didn't attend any, but...
Because I was playing baseball
and
pouting.
Because I was Cam Newton.
No, but it's
Cam
it's a
existed.
Great way to understand the personnel in the league. And the more... I mean, I would say that... First three rounds, anyway, you have a pretty good memory of guys that were taken that high. Now, the sixth, seventh round guys, there might be a handful of those guys that when they get picked, you say, oh, yeah, no, I remember him. I remember him.
Tom Brady.
Andy has all his posters up on the wall. Yep, Jimmy. I remember when Jimmy was taken.
So, Paul, I'm not sure if you saw the new Major League Baseball slogan for the year, Always Epic. Now, is that going to be an epic fail?
Epic fail.
Oh, MLB, good. Always epic. Always
does
epic.
That mean it has to be long?
Yeah.
Because on epic's long.
Four and a half hour games.
Yeah. That's my one drawback with baseball.
The only thing about epic about baseball is the schedule.
Yeah.
Wow. Everything about baseball is too long. This is the one argument that Fred has that I have no response for. Too many games, too long to play nine innings. Everything about it's too
kinda
long.
Kind of along the same lines. Have you seen the new commercials that they have on TV promoting the PGA, and they edit it so you think that, it's the Roman Coliseum. This guy's pumping and throwing golf clubs and swearing, and it's golf.
Yes, the polite
tradition.
But the commercial, you think, oh, my God, there's so much action going on.
Do you remember when Brian went up to Jim Nance and said, a tradition like it, unlike any other?
Adding to the list of people that hate Brian.
Adding to the list of people that hate Brian.
It's a long list. It's an epic list.
Epic fail.
Johnny closes his email out by saying, Andy, I think judging from the draft prospect TV thing, Miss Petrucci is yours for the taking. Not that you would, of course.
What?
So, I don't think so.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of rumors going around about Andy
what
and
rumors?
Miss Petrucci.
Can we not? Let me take my ring off first.
That's Deidre on line two. Wait, what? There is no line two? There is now.
No.
Warren in London says, just wanted to congratulate you on 16 years of the paper. Great work done by all and Eric. Also wanted to let Big Head know that today is National Cleavage Day, although he spells it Cleverage. I'm sure he'll be happy to celebrate this.
It's also my daughter's birthday, which is uncomfortable, awkward.
That's something.
Oh,
though.
Is it?
In England, they have National Cleavage Day.
Oh, that's just in England? It's not global?
I've never heard
of it. I want to know what they do
I've
to celebrate.
It's on my calendar. On
if it's national, it's
national
not global.
It's, right. If it's national, it's just in the in England.
I didn't know
but,
it was national.
But Warren, write us back, please, and let us know what the women are doing to mark the occasion.
Loud. You know what? I forgot that Derek from the University of Arizona is on the line. Is he still there? Hey, Derek.
Oh, boy.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
I am so sorry. We got off on a tangent.
And I apologize for Fred as well. That was unacceptable.
It's okay. I'm actually, like, every conversation, I'm, like, yelling the answer. You guys are like, oh, who's the coordinator for, the Texans? I'm like, Wade Phillips.
Yes,
guys,
and these three just stared at me like just blank faces.
I was watching television.
I still have no recollection of that at all. I missed that transaction.
I don't recall, Senator.
Yeah. I don't recall.
I want to know what they do to celebrate that over in London.
Warren's got to write us back and let us know.
I'll tell you something. That day that Andy and I got lost looking for that stupid restaurant, we saw a lot of cleavage that day.
That's true.
You should be able to put your business card in whenever you see a good
I should
cleavage.
Be able to put something else in.
So that's the MLB slogan this year, always epic?
Always epic, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, not really.
And there was some maiden doing a pole dance with the Grim Reaper or something.
Yeah, there was a weird
commercial.
weird
promo.
So is Brooks Reed now the number one overall pick? Has he moved up that high yet?
I think we need to trade both first-round picks for him. I move up. Because apparently he's just getting pushed up so high this year. We need to take him, and we'll take Elmore at 33.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
All of the needs.
Seriously, whoever wrote that draft must have just watched the Iowa tape that I saw when he bitch-slapped their tackle because, you know, he's a nice player. We've talked a lot about him, but he's really now in the middle of the first round?
We've got a lot of tape on that Iowa-Arizona game.
Oh, yeah.
From a lot of different players.
That was a good game, though, when we lost. we won that game. No, that was
no,
a good
Arizona
game,
beat Iowa.
Yeah, no, sorry. Yeah. I got mixed up. Anyway, so what I was going to say was, Eric, you did a good job summing up the old email. So it was really interesting.
I just read it. It was verbatim. Yeah.
And Derek
well,
listened
I don't know,
to it.
With you, anything can happen. So I was just really worried.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's one thing that can't happen with Eric. That's not nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know
that's
that
not
answer.
Nice.
It's fine. But, Paul, funny you said abortion, though, because, you know, I mean, seriously.
Funny?
There's 30-foot triangular prism-esque things, like big columns of, like, these graphic photos, like, every few months of, like, abortions, and it's really just, it's really disgusting, actually. It's, like, all over campus. Yes. They, like these groups. You see, the problem is these groups come in and they just start posting things, like whatever they want to talk about, or they get their megaphones and they stand on their little soapboxes as you walk around class, and it's pretty annoying.
I don't think I like your school.
Yeah, I know. I'm not liking it either. That's why I don't go.
Sit on hold with us.
Yeah. You're graduating in May, ostensibly?
Only 25 minutes online. That's not that bad. 25 minutes, that's not too bad.
No, that's what you should wait to go on talk radio.
It was bad because I called in while you guys were talking about me, so I was hoping to join in the conversation, and I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm on the hook for however long this lasts. But
you have unlimited minutes, right? You're fine.
Yeah.
Well, it's Wi-Fi.
So what I was going to say was, with trading up, I don't think they'd trade up unless it was like, I mean, I don't really see them trading up until, like, into the top 10. But, I mean, like, the Cowboys would be, like, the earliest pick. I could see them. Which is, what, is that 9?
Yeah. That's probably a good target.
I mean, like, 9, you got the Vikings at 12, who I think the Vikings is probably one of the most legit possibilities.
I think the Redskins are the best possibility at 10.
That
Why
could be.
Think
well,
I think
he's got a relationship with Shanahan, and they need
picks. Shanahan was here. I think they need to add good talent across the board, not just one guy. Whereas I think the Vikings and Texans might think, if we can get an impact rookie, we might be back in the postseason, blah, blah, blah. So I think the Redskins are a good target. I think the Cowboys are a good target, too, that 9-10 area.
Yeah.
For Quinny.
Yeah, okay. And 10 would actually be better than 12 because, you know, you brought up the whole Robert Quinn to, you know, Houston, and that would be... You know, that's certainly
sneaking right in front of them.
There.
Yep.
But, I mean, I don't know. I was just thinking because John Clayton said yesterday after Jake Locker's pro day that apparently Jake Locker's going to go in the middle of the first round now. They're saying he could
Well, I've seen that in some months.
Well, he's gone up and down. He's ridden that roller coaster.
And evidently, Pete Carroll was the only head coach in attendance at that workout.
Hmm. Yeah.
So a lot of teams must be
They didn't feel like traveling, and he was already there.
Private workouts?
Well, I've seen a third quarterback, you know, obviously behind Newton and Gabbert, at like the 25th spot, usually where the Seahawks are picking.
Yep.
But, you know, never that early. But if the Vikings really do want a quarterback, I mean, honestly, they could I could see them easily moving back to 17.
Well, what is going to be, if that happens, what will be funny is, you're right, the first two will probably be gone. Then you have whoever, maybe it's Locker gets picked somewhere, you know, the Patriots pick. Somebody trades into 17 to get Locker. Well, now those numbers of ones that you think will be available early in the second start to dwindle. Say Seattle takes one. All of a sudden we have four quarterbacks in the first round. Now whoever's left, there could be a higher premium of people trading into the end of all of a sudden you could have five quarterbacks going in the first round, even though they're not that good, but people say, I got to go get him. I got to go.
Well,
I want a quarterback.
There's always a run on one position.
That would be
in the first round. And
that would be an example of where you can really get yourself in trouble by chasing the need.
Right.
Because,
but it's also an example of how the Patriots could maximize this draft and all of a sudden have 12 second round picks.
When your boy wrote that, right? On NFL.com?
Who?
Well, either, I don't know, either Lombardi or Kerwin, right?
Oh,
wrote a big thing
maybe.
How that could benefit the Patriots.
Yeah, in general, I think it could benefit. But if that really, like that specific scenario, say somebody traded to 17 to take Locker, that'd be a kind of a surprise. And now if Mallett goes 25, four quarterbacks are off the board, and you're sitting at 28 and 33 for teams that want to get whoever they believe is next or that last guy, go get Christian Ponder or whatever.
See, that's crazy if they do that, but you're absolutely right. It could happen. Because I think if one of those things happens, you have to sit there and say, you know what? I need a quarterback, but this is just not the draft to get it in unless I can sit tight and get the guy in the third round where he's supposed to get drafted.
Or sign Mike Hartline.
The other thing I wanted to say was, what are the do you guys have the point chart in front of you with the picks?
The what?
I do not have it in front of me. Like, Eric might. He's going to stack
it
35.
Indy has it committed to memory.
Yeah, what do you need? 17 and 28 gets you to 6.
I know that. I was thinking without trading 28 or 33 – you know, what about like the second round pick, our second round pick?
60.
What could that move us up from 17 to?
Kevin, can you print out the trade value chart?
Just 60
and 28?
Yeah, 60 and like 17.
Oh,
like
that gets you to 9.
28 and 33.
17 doesn't and really. 60 with maybe a third round pick get you to 9.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, that's interesting because that's what I was, leaving 28 and 33 there, which I'm. You know, they'll probably trade down later if they move up. But, you know, regardless, I was just thinking, you know, what would be, you know, how that would work.
If they move up, then I'm okay with them moving down.
Yeah.
Wait, what? No, you know what I mean. If they move up to go get Quinn,
they get that one
and do whatever the hell else you want with the rest of it. I don't care.
It's kind of funny because no matter what the position is, Patriots fans feel a lot of them feel the same way you do because they just want to move up. Like when the Prince Amukamara news came up, they worked him out, which, by the way, is dumb anyway because he's going to be gone at 13 if he's still there to the Lions. But he'll be – I mean, people just want to move up. People just want that player no matter what the position is. It could be any position. Oh, offensive guard, who cares? Moved up to 7. Let's just go grab him.
I don't necessarily want to move up. I just want them to use that first pick where it is to get the player that they need, rushing player that they need.
And part of it is that people say this team – 114 games is a good team. They need impact players. Impact players go near the top of the draft. Let's get a couple impact players. Who was it yesterday, Paul, on the clock? One of them was saying, just get
Trent
two
Dilfer.
Impact players. Yeah,
Trent Dilfer
was just saying, get two impact. I think that's a good idea for this team.
Yeah,
drafted
that's
24
gonna be,
people
that's gonna
in 2 years.
That's going to be my analysis from now on, too. Listen, you just got to get some impact guys. You got to get some good players. Bill, how hard is that? Just get some good players.
Just about was going to give Trent Dilfer some credit for something smart he actually said. You still have to go ahead and backhand him somehow.
That's what Paul does. He backhands everyone.
I think he fronthanded him there.
You just got to get good players.
I mean, they drafted, what is it, 24, 12 each past two drafts?
Yep.
Yeah,
it's all,
12
it's
each.
It's been all about quantity. They need some serious quality because you add, you know, a good interior lineman, you know, maybe a weapon for, you know, the offense again, and you get that pass rusher, you know, that's really what the team needs.
You're preaching to the choir here, Derek.
You'll be competitive in a playoff game.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, for God's sakes, that's why they hate you.
Who's they?
They're out there.
The people down the hall.
All right, Derek. Thanks, Derek.
All right, later, guys.
Enjoy those big abortion photos.
Thanks, Derek.
Lunch today was brought to us by
the greatest man ever,
John in South Carolina.
Oh no.
He says, hey, guys, and Doc.
Just John.
I did not know I was buying for Doc, too.
Jeez. You shouldn't have been.
And
no.
has to sneak in on free lunches.
It really
kidding.
Is quite
He's
embarrassing.
He's a terrible, terrible human being and a mooch. And he has the money. He goes to Vail skiing every other week. It's not like he needs a free lunch.
Yeah.
The guy just takes vacations during the season, goes to Colorado to ski. He's got plenty of money. He comes from money. He smells of money.
Paul, with all due
he
respect,
smells, but I don't
keep
think
in mind,
money.
I said with all due respect, you need
That's
to
okay.
step away from the Diet Pepsi.
Why?
What did I do now?
I don't know. All right, got to run. Wish me luck.
Oh, did you take those three 2 liters of Diet Pepsi?
I noticed they're all gone. What happened?
They're in the fridge.
They're in the refrigerator.
Well, Paul drank one.
He asked me if you took a bath
and you
in
had
it.
A few glasses, too.
Because he didn't bring me my water.
What'd you
it's
say?
Dude, right in front of you.
It's been right in front of you.
I know, but I had already had soda.
Oh,
what did you say, Paper Champion?
Now when I have angina.
You can't have water and soda?
Eric, literally, how long was it after? I was
5 minutes.
Yeah, I know. You couldn't wait 5 minutes.
Unlike Eric, I'm going to have angina later.
Oh, see, that's not right.
Is that the word? Agina?
Agita.
Agita?
John asked me.
Oh, there's angina and there's agita.
What's angina?
There's different
angina.
Things.
What's angina?
That's like a heart-related, heartburn.
Fibrillation.
Heartburn.
That's what I meant, angina.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Angina, Freddy?
Right?
Freddy, I'm looking
angina.
For, because, you know me, I know Fred very little about
again.
A lot of different things.
Wait,
he's got something, everybody, quiet.
Quiet.
I was going to say I have an aunt named Angina, but that's what
no, but
it wasn't that good. I don't know why I quieted everybody.
John asked me. He wrote me an email. It was like, "Does Paul bathe in Diet Pepsi?"
Yeah, that wasn't all for
no,
me.
No, but he oozes.
But I do
it.
Appreciate the lunch, John. Thank you
yes,
very much.
Thank you, John.
Yes, thank you, John. Even though you're not the greatest man.
Anyway, John
you're
says,
to me, John.
"Gotta run. Wish me luck. I have my review at 1 o'clock. I would like to call in on Tuesday if you guys can fit me into your busy schedule."
Your review will go better than ours did.
You call, hopefully and Fred will get to you 45 minutes later.
Hopefully, the lines won't be jammed.
The lines.
I thought we had multiple lines now.
Not yet.
With so ESPN moving in.
Before the draft.
Hey, next week, right?
They have multiple lines.
We got to start a simulcast going
they
so we can
Freddy,
see how long
we do.
We're going to start ripping them
have,
and listening in.
It's because they have the phone with the six lines like, you know, a normal radio station would have.
Yeah, I mean,
like
I don't
people
mind.
Are going to call them.
I don't mind because I'm not scared.
I'll be calling in.
That,
Andy will be calling live from the show.
I don't mind saying it because I'm not threatened that ESPNBoston.com is starting online radio show from noon to 2, Mondays through Fridays.
So you're not going to be hiding under your
and
desk?
We built a second studio here, and they're doing it right next to us.
And we're going to mock them.
Yes.
Yeah, our goal is going to be to have a simulcast with them and see how long we can get them, how long it takes them to hang up on us.
You know what we should do?
Because we're going to make fun of them.
And can we say inappropriate things like, Mickey Mouse is a douche. The worldwide leader just shut down.
Just in case they're listening, I'll talk low.
Okay.
We should give them prank calls from here.
From right here.
Right. We should prank call them.
We've suddenly turned into the Howard Stern Show.
Yeah. I think that's accurate.
But
we just talk a little Patriots.
And then we can watch the reaction.
Yes.
They don't know what's us.
Oh, I keep missing the play where he gets...
And Adam is relatively young, so he's going to get a little befuddled. It's not like he's...
The guy's skate comes up and catches him.
So it was an accident?
Oh, yeah.
Separate conversation.
So why was he going after the bench?
I know. No, because when he was skated by, someone said something.
We're talking about legitimate business here, and they're talking about ice hockey.
Paul from the University...
If you want to talk hockey, go on ESPNBoston.com. What's the show called?
I don't know, but Adam Jones, the Pac-Man's on it.
Yeah, but what is it? Is it like the Daily Sports Show?
I don't know. I don't know if there's a name. I think it's the Adam Jones Show.
Is it?
I think so.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
Should go with
no offense to him, but
Pac-Man related thing.
We're actually a big fan of Pac-Man.
I love him.
Well, but he's a Northeastern grad.
It doesn't tell you
former
what the show is, and he doesn't really have name recognition. What's the point?
He doesn't remember you, Kevin.
No, he actually...
He doesn't actually believe that you work there.
He remembers you. He doesn't care for you, though.
Whatever. He told me before you guys that he was coming here.
Well, I don't talk
to
him.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Paul from the University of North Carolina says OLED means organic light-emitting diode.
Yes.
Organic.
It's a carbon-based something. Makes the very thin screens.
There were no pesticides used to create the screen?
True. You get one at Whole Foods.
Probably. They have see-through displays, too, which is weird.
Chris with a TIAN says, I switched from my BlackBerry Bold to an iPhone. Wow.
Whoa.
Unlike your infomercial reviews of products that you purchased and no longer use, see the juicer and the power push-ups, your review of the iPhone was dead on. Just like you mentioned, the interface is second to none, and the speed is ridiculous. Also, with it being on Verizon, I can actually make phone calls. I can't imagine ever going back to another phone. Hi, Paul. Hi, Eric. Andy, you suck. All right.
Wow.
I'm going to powder my
testicles.
What's that all
about? Oh. He's going to powder his testicles like you, Andy.
I hope the water levels drop throughout Boston.
I actually was listening to the Stern Show, and there's a new product out. It's called Fresh Balls.
Yeah, strippers just emailed it to me.
Yeah, and you can. It's like $15
for a tube.
And
yeah,
it's supposed to. I might get it.
Oh boy.
Well, there's nothing like a fresh pair.
Either way, your balls are going to be old.
Have you watched any of that restaurant show on Sundays?
It's Fresh Balls made Paul think of.
I'll get to it.
Sweaty Balls.
I'll get to it. Have you seen it at all?
Wait for it. Wait for it.
I don't think so. No.
Well, anyway, the premise is there's like restaurateurs / businessmen who are looking for the next chain. The winner of this is going to get to own their own chain.
You should be
chain.
In there with
it's
your
shirt.
He
it's
has
kinda
said
cool.
that. I missed my opportunity.
And there's all different categories of restaurants. One of them is this Mama Luke Italian guy who has his grandmother's meatball recipe, and it's called the name of his restaurant is Saucy Balls. And he's going to be leaving the show soon, however. He's teetering. He's been in the last three, both weeks, I think, and he's not long for the place. But it's a pretty good show. What's the guy's Bobby Flay?
Bobby Flay?
I think is one of the judges.
Guy Fieri involved in this?
Yeah. No, Guy Fieri's not on that.
Bobby Flay really grown on me. Hated him when I first saw him doing TV stuff. Thought he was a douche. Really grown on me. Have you ever seen that Throwdown show that he does where he just like sneaks up on people and whatever they're really good at, he challenges them?
Sounds like shit.
It's a really good show. Don't we have a phone announcement soon?
No. What?
Anything?
Should I address you that off the air?
No. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I'm
getting
what you're
more
about.
Phone lines, if that's what you're talking about.
I should go play
the draft.
My BlackBerry freezes all the time.
Does it?
Yes.
Well, bring it inside.
Didn't.
It was worse than your Aunt Gina.
Fred from Halifax says, okay, put up or shut up.
Boycott.
Put up. You have the number one overall pick. Who are you taking? Andy, you and Quinny can put your feet up and sit this one out, or maybe you can tell us who would be your number two choice.
That's a great question.
How can it not be A.J. Green?
Am I the Carolina Panthers, first of all?
You're the Patriots.
No,
you're the Patriots.
It's you.
Oh, I'm the Patriots with the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were taking into consideration needs.
Well, that's why I was asking.
You should. Because if you have the overall pick, you can do whatever you want. And your biggest need is pass rusher. You take Robert Quinn. Period. End of story. No further questions.
Is he worthy of the number one overall pick?
It's your need. And
yeah,
you're in love with him. Of course you would.
I would.
I don't know about that.
I'd be a little scared. I'm not going to lie.
I'd be
difference between picking him 10 and
picking
him 1.
You said to me at the combine,
I think
you pushed your hands in front of the table like you were moving all your chips. You said, I'm all in on Robert Quinn.
I did do that.
I don't. I mean, I would take A.J. Green over Robert Quinn, but I don't think
A.J. Green is a better prospect.
You know, I don't know if I would want to take a wide receiver number one either. But
me either. That's why I'd stick with Quinn.
That's a tough question.
That's why I wanted to know what team I was also, though.
But it is clear
no
that
one overcomplicates the game like Andy and Paul.
There is no consensus number
one
overall.
There's
pick
not a consensus not. Top
8. 10.
There's not. Yeah. It's a very strange year.
As somebody
going to make it exciting in a way.
You pretty much can say who the top 10 are
and
go in any
and
order.
Where
one could be 10, 10 could be 1, and everything in between, which is remarkable this time of year. I mean,
that makes it more interesting.
It does.
Oh, it should make very interesting, and when we're on the air doing the draft, it'll be fun. It won't be like last year, 2 years ago, whatever, when we were like, and they pick who we thought they were going to, and they pick who we thought we were going to, and they pick. Yep. There was like the first four or five. You knew exactly what was going to happen. Now, maybe between now and the 28th, things will come into vision a little more, but I'm not sure.
I think one of the defensive linemen, the interior defensive lineman, would be the pick. Darius.
Then I would go Darius.
Or Fairley.
Fairley.
I don't like Fairley.
One of those. Maybe Marcel Darius.
He would probably be the safer
would be
of
my
picks.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I could pick.
But you know what?
Robert
Safe
Quinn,
is boring.
Number one overall.
Safe is boring. You know what wins? Julius Peppers.
Points.
Yep.
Playmakers. Julius Peppers can impact
scoring
the game.
Scoring more points than the other
Why
team
were the Chicago
wins.
Bears good this year? Julius P. Peppers was a reason. Not the only reason, but one
schedule?
Of
Schedule?
That's part of it.
I don't know. I don't know. Pepper, I don't know
Peppers is the
I
answer.
I wasn't prepared.
He's an impact playmaker.
I feel like
that's
college
Robert
all over again.
Take him. Okay, I'm all in on Quinn. Eric's right. I'm all in. Quinn.
Okay.
Who would you take, Fred?
I have no idea.
What does our lad say?
I have to keep looking.
Using
this wide receiver that we're all talking
AJ
about.
AJ Green.
This
he does look special. He looks fluid, graceful, great hands, fast.
See, I think if you
he does look like a Moss. Mm-hmm. He looks like a Moss.
The reason why I questioned Andy was because if you had him rated that much higher than anybody else, and he's the best player in the draft, as Andy has repeatedly said, I don't understand why you wouldn't take him.
What if I told you a wide receiver never had 1,000 yards in college, never had double-digit touchdowns, missed a lot of games? Would you still take him number one overall?
You're talking about AJ Green?
Do you think he's the best player in the draft or not?
Yes, but I'm just saying there's a reason to be scared about any of them if you want to look for the reason to be scared.
Well,
but
one reason he missed some games was because of the suspension for selling the jersey.
Right.
Which isn't really
good judgment.
No, but it's also, I mean, it's not like he's got
health.
Does
it matter
issues?
To me? No, it doesn't matter to me at all, but it's something to think about, to ponder.
You know,
he could make another stupid minor decision in his pro career that could hurt you as a team or be a distraction, whatever. I'm just saying the guy statistically, there are a lot of receivers with far more impressive statistics than A.J. Green. But if you put the tape on and watch A.J. Green, you'd take him number one overall.
Jim from Eastern Michigan University says, hey, guys, and happy opening day of baseball. Let's hope the Tigers beat the crap out of the Yanks today.
Is that where J.J. Watt was from?
Eastern Michigan?
Before the transfer?
Yeah.
From one of those. That sounds familiar.
Look that up.
Anyway, since it's been a few weeks since I've sent an email, let's sort out a few things.
Central Michigan.
Part of Michigan.
Let's sort out a few things. First, Paul, you're a pussy.
And all that. For what now?
Since your wife had to cut you off during the house party, any real man can sneak a few in the garage when the wife, or in my case, girlfriend, lays down the law. Heck, that's what class is for in my case, and Derek's from Arizona. Second, you guys are hilarious when you talk about politics, considering the fact that it sounds like a couple of drunk guys at a bar who have no idea what to talk about.
That's the point.
Which
that's
is
the
like
show.
Most of America. Third, I was in the weight room yesterday, and I heard the infamous words coined by the gym high schoolers in Annie Hart's hometown, too light. The interesting part about that story is that the idiot weightlifter strikingly resembled Ken Walter. Anyway, it's time to throw back a couple of Miller Lights and enjoy the rest of the show as I watch Justin Verlander on the mound.
Nice.
Struggling, by the way.
Struggling.
Warren sent me a link via
of cleavage?
Via the Twitter about the cleavage story. So I'm opening
photos.
That's what I'm trying to get to. It's
because they got that. What do they got over there? That thing. What do they have?
Page six.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Big, beautiful, real breasts.
Yes. Yes.
Those are tremendous.
Who's this?
And page six.
You may or may not be able to see those on our laptops. They sneak through the.
I forget which paper it is. If it's the Guardian or the Daily Mail.
Daily something.
I think it's the Daily Mail.
Daily something. Yeah.
Right. But anyway, this thing's taking forever to load.
You know who turned me on to that? I believe.
Page six. Strippers.
No, I believe it was Don Lowry, once the
communications
director here, the New England Patriots. When
would
I was
never have guessed that.
Turn you on to what?
Page six. In England, those big, beautiful, breasted women.
Sure.
Tremendous.
Happy National Cleavage Day is the headline. The pictures are still loaded.
Christian from Denmark says, I tuned in to hear your views on the politics and otherworldly stuff, and you're talking football. What gives?
Well played, Maurer.
Come on. I like that.
We have another
Maurer
acceptance for the Writers' Mock Draft. We're up to 21 teams.
Oh, good.
Nice.
We got a lot of mocks.
Tennessee and our boy Jimmy Wyatt.
Why don't you tell the listeners what you're doing there, Paul?
Well,
Jim Wyatt, the only person in the world who wears more visors than Andy Hart, by the way.
No doubt.
Combine from start to finish, visor. It's mid-February and you're in Indy. Why do you have a visor on inside?
The man could go on a rant about absolutely
anything. I like visors more than anyone, but there's a time and a place when it's just not appropriate.
I will
and
say
a press
nothing,
conference.
I will say nothing derogatory about Jim Wyatt.
He's a very nice man.
Good friend of the show. And
how old is he, by
PFW?
The way?
I don't know.
I think he's the anti-Perillo.
I'd say probably.
No, I'd say he's about 40,
late
40s. 45.
Yeah, that's my point. He looks like he could be in his 20s.
I think he looks about. Oh no. I don't think so.
Oh, I do. He's pretty young looking. The visor does that.
Oh, come
takes
on.
5 years off.
Anyway, I'm sure listeners are aware that every year for our pre-draft issue, we do a writer's mock draft. We contact a beat writer all around the league, and we try to do the mock draft. This year, we're going to try to do it online. Via email, and I sent out a blast yesterday to one beat writer in every NFL city and told them we're going to try to do it next Thursday in an effort to expedite the process. And so far, 21 people have accepted. We've had two or three that have turned us down but given us other options to go. So hopefully we'll have everybody. And here's the punchline.
Yeah,
here's where Paul's the dumbest man on the planet.
I sent out a...
Well, this video. Andy.
I sent out a request to 31 teams. you know, obviously not including the Patriots. Sent one to Oakland.
Idiot.
Who does not have a first-round pick.
But that's not the bad part.
I wonder why they don't have a first-round pick.
Not knowing a team doesn't have a pick would be okay. Right. If you weren't the team that had the pick.
Yeah. Idiot. By the way, Jerry McDonald in Oakland was more than willing to take part at, I think, 46 or 48 or something. No, 46, I think it was. Yeah, he was laughing. I said, that doesn't mean Al Davis can't screw up the first round. But, yeah, that was a...
Paul wants to expedite the process. He's tired of hearing Michelle going, do you have the picks in yet?
Well,
it's page 3 in the papers, The Sun.
What?
By the way, the boobs.
Page three
in the papers, The Sun.
That's right.
Oh, they moved it?
Page 3, girls.
Yeah, page 6
wasn't
is
page six?
New York Post.
Oh, that's right.
They moved it.
New York Post, page 6.
It was too popular.
He can't say I was wrong.
Right,
he goes, they moved it.
Page 6 is the Post.
It should be on page 6.
Inside track, right? Isn't that right, Freddie?
What's that?
Isn't page 6 the New York Post version of the inside track?
I believe so.
I don't know.
Their gossip.
I would tend to think that the inside track might be the Boston version of the page 6.
I just know there's always been page 3 girls. Page 3 girls.
I don't know
they
what
are
came
spectacular.
I don't know what came first. But.
And The Sun, this is the link that he sent me, and it's the opening line of the story is, at The Sun, every day is National Cleavage Day.
God bless them.
But today is actually National Cleavage Day, I guess, over there.
And what are you allowed to do? Allowed to touch women or something?
Yeah. I just want to stay away from them when they have, you know, National Ass Crack Day. I don't want to be there that day.
There's a video in this link, too, but I don't know if I can play it on this
Very
on
slow
this phone.
With the reaction there, Kevin.
It was so bad.
Yeah,
he was slow with the rim drop.
That's what I was waiting.
I want my own props. I want my own drum roll. I want some props.
As we're talking about Ass Crack Day, Andy drops in rim chops.
That's why you have to go there.
I didn't mean to. That one was actually a slip.
Freudian slip.
Ken Walter checks in.
Yes.
He says, greetings from the front lines of the lockout. To be honest, there's not a heck of a lot going on right now, but I'm looking forward to picketing out Route 1 when the weather gets a bit warmer. It will be good to catch up with all the fellas and make sure they still have my phone number and email address. In the meantime...
in case they're looking for me.
In the meantime, I'm starting a new off-season business venture. I keep hearing about these kids' birthday parties with ponies, princesses, and all sorts of characters showing up. Well, what could be better than recreating one of the biggest moments in Patriots history with a 2-time Super Bowl champion? That's right. For a very reasonable fee, yours truly will show up at your kid's party ready to recreate your choice of legendary field goal attempts. I will reenact my famous snap count and signature bobble. Then hold while your kid kicks it through the uprights. Please note you are responsible for providing the uprights. Your child must be a right-footed kicker, and much like my punts, I cannot be held responsible for where the ball lands. You even get to pick the kick, and I'll customize the experience to make it as authentic as possible. You can choose Super Bowl 36, and I'll wear my Super Bowl jersey and leftover beads. Choose the 2001 Snow Bowl against the Raiders, and I'll bring my turtleneck, hand warmers, and lucky earmuffs. And choose Super Bowl 38, and I'll show up with a brutal hangover. It's fun for Ken Walter fans everywhere, and all of your party guests will get a signed Adam Vinatieri picture. Book soon. Availability subject to off-season workouts and training camp once the lockout ends and we can all get back to work. Signed, Ken Walter, who was glad that his name didn't come up this year at the Patriots Hall of Fame meetings because he doesn't want people to think he's retired. Thanks, Paul. There you go.
Wow.
He is outstanding.
It's true. Everybody says the kick upon which a dynasty was built was Adam Vinatieri's snow kick.
I love Walter.
The hold upon which a dynasty was built. He could make his argument for the Hall of Fame. You make it for him, Paul.
Please, half the guys that are in there, I don't want to make an argument for.
I'm getting a pony, Fred, for the party in a couple weeks.
Your kids with a pony.
Yeah.
I officially can't
Wait,
come,
her birthday's
by the way.
Today?
Everybody loves a pony.
Yeah,
where's that from?
Jackson's is 2 weeks from now, so
we're
doing
combining
one
part. Them.
Right? I had the pony.
I had the pony. My sister had the pony. Andy has no idea because he doesn't watch Seinfeld.
Oh, my God.
Because he refuses to. We just got, as I was talking, Freddie. Got another acceptance, St. Louis.
Oh, there you go.
Jim Thomas is in.
This really is PFW in progress. Can update us on every email you receive?
No, only on the ones we
add 4 inches now.
My God.
Can you ever
are you
gonna,
just talk about something?
Are you
going to
tell me?
Male genitalia.
It's
are you going to
tell
me?
Male enhancement.
A day
Please.
Goes by that you check your spam manager
extends.
That doesn't say.
I never check
my spam manager.
Oh, I always do.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't
extends.
Even know if I have a spam manager set up. But
Everybody.
No, I
don't
ever
get a daily like spam manager.
I do, but I never check it.
Oh, no, I always check
I don't
it.
Get a daily spam manager email.
You're supposed to, aren't
you? I did for a while. Now it only comes like once a month.
Mine comes every
time. Oh, didn't.
Well, for Eric, those aren't spam. Those are opt-ins.
Right. Craigslist killer emails.
Kevin likes that.
I like when you get...
Sam in Chicago, draft question. Do you see any standout defensive player that would be available in next year's draft that you would think Bill would hold out for and trade one of the year's first rounders for better position in next year's draft?
No, we're not worried about next year or the draft. We're worried about this year and this year's draft.
I mean, I told you about Robert Quinn last
Come
August.
Come on, Sam.
Do I have to go much earlier than that?
Seriously. One thing at a time.
Back when Nolan Naraki thought he was a third-round pick, I was telling you he was a top-10 prospect.
Screw you, bitch. In.
We're picking 17th. Right?
Allegedly, at this point.
To take a chance that you can improve on that, that's a big chance. I mean, you're in the middle.
He wants to trade 17 for one next
year?
For
improving next year. Yeah, improving your spot next year.
33 or 28.
No, I'm saying he wants... Is there a defense... I think the question was, is there a defensive player that you find attractive next year that Bill might want to trade now for to improve the spot for next year? So,
but it depends who it is.
He wants to improve the spot that you're picking. You're picking 17.
No,
so
but if the Bills wanted to trade from the fourth pick of the second round to 28 for a one next year, I would.
No, no, but I'm saying you would.
Because I think the Bills are going to suck again and could be a top five pick again. Especially if they draft Cam Newton.
Oh, yeah.
I understand what your point is. I just think that the chances are you're not going to end up with better than 17 next year.
Oh, if I trade with the Buffalo Bills for one, I think there's a great chance.
I didn't say the Buffalo Bills, chances are you wouldn't get 17. I'm saying the trade that you would make, chances are, you have just as good a chance of not being higher than you picking this year than you would be picking better. You're right in the middle of the round.
I think the Buffalo Bills.
I'm not saying Buffalo. Why do you keep saying Buffalo?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're just picking a random team.
That I would make the deal with. You're right.
Who knows if they would?
If the Steelers want to trade me a first-round pick, okay, I'm not going to do it.
Right. So chances are you're going to be your team isn't going to just give away a great pick. No, because it's not
50-50. I decide the pick. I would only pick the six teams that I believe will be in the top half of the draft.
I'm out. I can't.
I mean, I
don't
understand.
Get this.
Eric, am I missing something?
No.
Translate for me so I understand.
I kind of agree with you that there are certain teams that you're willing to take that risk because there's a pretty good chance.
Are there more teams
10.
That would benefit you, or more teams that wouldn't benefit you?
Probably more teams that wouldn't. There'd probably
That's
only a handful that you would say, yeah,
Buffalo,
I'm willing to take 100% that chance.
With Andy. If Buffalo wants to make the trade,
there's
I'll
more
take
teams
my
that
chances.
Would benefit me. Is I would just have to pick them. Because there's 16 teams that would benefit me and only 15 that would hurt me. So there's more teams that would benefit me. I need to know what 16 they are.
Yeah, I don't think more teams would benefit you. That's my argument.
No,
I think
a fact.
That,
it's a fact. Because there's 15 picks that are lower and 16
well,
picks that are higher.
But no, you Andy, might you
it
might
was
say
a fact. It was a fact that you were going to have a top 10 pick when you did this with Oakland 2 years ago.
No,
but
no,
you
no,
didn't
Paul.
Get one.
It's a fact that 16 picks in next year's draft will be higher than 17 and only 15 will be lower. That's a fact. It's not debatable.
But you don't get to pick the team. You
but
don't
it's
get
a
to
fact
know for sure.
That more teams
Am I wrong on this?
It's a fact that more teams
How can you
will
say
help
this
you.
Is a fact?
It's a fact that more teams will help you. There's 16 picks that are better and only 15 that are worse.
But
it's
you
a
don't,
fact.
But you don't know, Andy, where that pick
I
is
don't
going
know.
To be the next.
No,
Buffalo,
I don't. But the
Buffalo,
fact is,
I agree with
there's
you.
More chances to move up than there are to move down. Correct, Fred? This is total math.
Mathematically,
you're right in the middle.
Right.
And chances are the team that is going to be willing to pick with you, to trade with you, is not going to be a Buffalo, is my point. It's not going to
well,
be
I have no idea.
A Carolina.
You get to decide. So it's not even a mathematical proposition. You get Ernie Adams to tell you, look at their schedule, look at this, look at this, look at this. There's a good chance that's
I
a top 10
pick
next
I think we're arguing two
year.
Totally different things, but...
I have no idea what you're arguing, so...
I'm just saying that I don't think... First of all, I don't think that you can say definitively that you are picking better next year. I don't see how you can make that a fact.
No, we already established that you're taking a risk.
I don't
get
that.
More teams can help you than
yeah,
can
but
hurt
you. Don't know which ones
I don't,
they are.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. But the fact is, right, he said right. the odds are that you'll do worse.
Because
no, the odds are 16 to 15.
Because, Andy, I don't think
that you can move up.
I think there
and
are
actually,
10.
It's probably different than that because we're 28, right?
I think there are 8 or 10 teams that absolutely are not in the equation because they would never do it. That's right. Why I'm saying the odds aren't with you. I don't think it's
but now
realistic.
You're getting to my thing where you get
I don't
to
think
pick
it's
and
realistic
choose which offers
Buffalo.
You listen to. And if the Bills make that trade, I'd do it in a heartbeat. because I think I'm picking in the top five.
I would trade a second round pick to Buffalo.
If Carolina makes that trade, I would do it in a heartbeat.
I would do that
because I'm picking. So I get to choose what the odds are because I affect the odds. It's
okay.
Not just numerical.
Again, I didn't think we were arguing the same thing, and we're not. Because
I have no idea what you're arguing. I really don't.
I'm arguing
because you said it's a fact that
I think chances are you would end up with worse than the number 17th pick based on a trade that you could realistically
make. But
based
on what? I don't know what you're basing it on. Because mathematically, chances are you're better.
I'm just basing it on probability of what teams might be willing to do. I don't think Buffalo would be willing to do that. I don't think Carolina would be willing to do that.
I have no idea.
I don't know, someone in the middle of the pack might be. Kansas City might be willing to do that to you, and you'd roll the dice.
See, I have no idea who would or wouldn't be, because I think it would be based totally on
Dallas might be willing to do
who
that
they
with
want,
you.
What's available, specific guys.
That's all I'm saying. I wasn't dealing in fact. I mean, all of a sudden we've got facts coming in on something that's totally a supposition.
You said the probability is you.
I don't think there are a lot of teams that would probably be able to get better than 17 that would be willing to trade with you.
Oh,
I don't think that you would. I just don't.
I don't know about that. I'm just saying that there aren't as many.
I mean, it
teams
was a fact 2 years ago that the Patriots were going to get a top 10 pick, but they didn't.
No, it was never a fact.
Well, that's what the way it was.
It
written.
Was an assumption,
right? An absolute assumption. We are going to be picking a top 10. We traded Seymour for a top 10 pick.
That was an assumption
made by all.
Right.
It just didn't work out that way. Matter of fact, it didn't even get close.
Right. But it was still just an assumption.
And I think you're rolling the dice. If you do that with the majority of teams that you could do that with. Buffalo, I'm with you. Buffalo,
but you're
not much of a roll of the dice.
You get to choose. So your probability
and you chose.
Is high.
You chose Oakland and lost.
I think they made the right deal. If they thought that was a top 10 pick, I think that was the smart thinking at the time. I think that was the smart money.
It didn't work out that way. I thought so at the time, but was wrong.
Right. So were they. But it was still the smart thing. Sometimes you're wrong. Sometimes you're wrong for the good or you're wrong for the bad.
Okay.
But you get to make the decision. You could be wrong with the Buffalo Bills. Cam Newton could do what he did in his first year in community college.
I could be
in
wrong.
His first year at Auburn and lead the Buffalo Bills to a division title,
for
and
example,
you go, son
could be,
of a bitch.
Well, before
I could
the
be,
season,
I could be
you
wrong.
Would have never done that trade with Dallas, but now it turns out Dallas's pick is number 9 or whatever
right.
it is, you know.
But you just need to assess what you
but
project.
Kinda, if you play roulette, you know, you can bet the number or you can bet, you know,
the color.
The color or odd even. And you think, okay, I've got a 50% chance, but they have zero and double zero in there. And that puts the odds in the house's favor. And I think Paul's point is that, yes, mathematically there are more picks above 17 than there are below 17. But, you know, you're dealing with something that is not mathematical. It's how the team's going to do the next year, and you're taking your chances.
But you get to assess it. You get to assign
the
value.
Just like they assess.
It's not chance.
Just like they assess the Raiders.
Right, and they were right.
Of course it's
but they ended up being wrong.
Of course it's chance.
Just like they would be right to do it with the Bills this year and could be wrong. The Bills could win 12 games next year.
That's true.
I have no idea.
But you get to assess it, but it's absolutely chance. You don't know what that team's going to do next year.
But you swing the odds in your favor by doing the research, by knowing how their schedule, their whatever. You swing the odds in your favor by making a smart assessment.
I think what Paul is saying is that even though there are 16 teams that are ahead of you right now, there are fewer than 16 who are almost guaranteed to be top 10.
Those are the zeros and the double zeros.
Yeah, but it's not about right now. It's about next year. I would be scared with
Detroit.
Oh, I'm thoroughly confused.
Like Detroit,
it has nothing to do with last year's team. It has to do with next year's team.
Detroit is picking.
I would make the deal with the Tampa Bay Bucks any day you want because I don't think they'll pull games out of their ass in the fourth quarter every year. I think they'll be a top 10 pick next year.
Sorry,
I would make that deal.
Not Detroit.
I wouldn't do it. Say
I think
with Houston,
teams
say
that I
Louis
would.
Rams.
Houston, you think Houston is a team that everybody every year has as a playoff team?
Right.
They're picking 11th. I would probably not do it with them because maybe I think this is the year that they're going to be picking in the 20s because they make the playoffs.
My only point that I was making, and you obviously disagree with it, that's fine, is if 17 is our benchmark, there are more teams that I wouldn't do that deal with than I would. That was the only point I was trying to make, even though, as you pointed out, there's more teams that are picking ahead of you than behind you. I wouldn't do that deal with more teams than I would do it with.
See, I can't make that blanket statement. I would go down the list and say, okay, I put this one in the I would and this one in the I wouldn't. Because it's not just about, I mean, I'd have to literally analyze every single team.
Yeah. I agree.
Let's see.
And my again, I know that you disagree with it, but there are more teams I wouldn't do that deal with than I would.
Like the Dolphins. Which side do you put them on?
I think there are a handful of teams that are guaranteed, that in my mind now, not anybody else's, in my mind, to be behind that.
But the Dolphins are a team that they pick 15 this year, I believe. Which side you would or would not do the deal with?
I wouldn't
do
the deal with them.
Yeah, they're
15. See, I would.
They're 15.
I don't think they have a quarterback. Their running back situation is now in flux. I think they're a team that could get worse before they get better.
I think chances are they'll be a 7-9.
And by the way, I play them twice a year.
Jacksonville is 16.
Jacksonville, I would do it with.
I would do it with Jacksonville.
I would do it.
See, this is what I'd have to do when with every offer that came to me. I would assess it. Do I put them in the I can move up or I'm going to move down?
Washington at 10.
I would do it.
Yeah.
I have no faith in them at all.
Dallas is a team I probably wouldn't because you never know.
Wouldn't do it with
Dallas. I wouldn't do it with Dallas.
Yeah.
508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Jim from Eastern Michigan University is on the line. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're pretty good.
Awesome. Happy Cleavage Day.
Oh, you
thank
too.
You. Thank you.
Rub some for me.
The bulbous breasts are out today.
Love them.
Okay.
Warm out there on campus?
As long as the best rest of the body isn't bulbous as well.
Yeah, the campus, best. I wish, Eastern Michigan, I wish we had a better selection, let's say.
But there's hot girls. I went to Tufts, and there was not a great selection, but when spring came,
yeah.
Just, you'd start to, even though they weren't that hot, just because they were now wearing tank tops,
yeah, but they
like,
were all from BU.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, you see, Michigan winters, they're not that warm, so the chances of seeing those, you know, the bikinis, the tank top girls, you know, the pickings are slim come Michigan winters, I guess. And, you know, when women put on clothes, I guess, that's not really the best time of the year for us.
Yeah, it's not.
Now, you're a tank professor there, correct, Jim?
What was the question?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Hey, guys, did you happen to catch any game tape of Greg Jones from Michigan State?
I do believe we did.
What did you guys think? I can see him as a potential maybe third rounder, the second third round pick maybe. I don't know about you, but I'm not really sold on Brandon Spikes being that middle inside linebacker.
Oh, I haven't watched the linebackers yet.
60.
I got a chance to watch Greg Jones play in person quite a few times.
Oh, is that right? What'd you think?
I thought he was pretty impressive.
You saw him in the blowout against Alabama, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw him the year before, too. I thought he was pretty impressive.
And your sister wrapped his groin, right?
Oh, what? Geez.
Oh, see now.
Let's not get into that. She probably did, though.
Wrapped
she
her hands around
did.
His groin?
She was the trainer for that team.
That was more than a bit uncalled for.
No, yeah, I don't think it was. I didn't say she. Forget it.
I'm not bringing her around this summer.
He is a guy that I don't know what position he would play. I mean, I guess he's your second inside linebacker.
6'1", 240?
Well, he's actually 6'0", 242 is what he measured
in. I think
he'd
play in the middle.
4'7", 2. I mean, he's an inside linebacker, yeah. Yes. But is he just a special teams inside linebacker, or can he be a next to Gerard Mayo inside linebacker? A lot of tackles. Had the ability to make some plays,
wasn't he
from what I saw.
First team All Big Ten this
Two-time
year?
All-American, so yeah. I'm assuming he was
he's legit.
Big Ten guy. Oh, yeah, he's a very good college football player, but we're not assessing that. We're assessing what he could be for the Patriots. And I'm not sold on him, and he's highly rated. I mean, he's going to be a guy that is
right below Martez Wilson.
Yeah, he's up there in terms of inside linebackers, which is not all that high up in the draft overall. Yeah, decent guy. Wouldn't mind him on my team, but I'm not targeting him.
Okay, all right, Jim. Guys. Yep. Thank you for having me on the air.
Okay, Jim.
Go look for some cleavage,
Jim from Eastern Michigan University. Thank
you. Guys don't agree with that though. Like that first spring day when. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Everybody's out on the quad, play a wiffle ball. Yeah. And, like, girls aren't that hot, but because you haven't seen skin in 6 months, they're hotter. They put I think a girl with a tank top and sunglasses on just automatically looks hotter. She could be fat, she could be ugly, but she looks hotter than she did the day
before. You go along the Esplanade, the Boston Commons.
Yes,
and
it's like spring fever. It's that first taste.
The jean skirts come out, the little short ones. I like those.
Brooklyn Matt says, Paul, contrary to what he's
making it a little awkward right now.
What did he say?
Just a little too, like, real.
Right, so Andy says rim job.
And we said easy to him, too.
We're fine.
That was an accident.
It's about Andy's fifth easy
was it
of the day.
Rim shot.
Was it Ellis the Rim Man? Remember him, Paul?
Hey, Fred. Fred, if you had
that big,
the maker of BlackBerry is what?
Comment.
What's that?
What's the maker of BlackBerry?
Rim. R-I-M.
Yes. Do you know what the jobs section of their website is?
The employment section?
Careers?
Rim jobs. I swear to God, it's their website. It's rim.jobs.
Oh, okay. At least they separated it. You could have
with a dot.
A bad mistake
really
if you were in the office
it.
Here.
Well, my kid goes
that.
To a school called Zavarian, and they call themselves X for short. Mm. He's on the lacrosse team, and I was thinking, oh, I'll make bumper stickers, X-Lax. And then I said, maybe not.
I like it.
That was good.
Brooklyn Matt says, Paul, contrary to what Andy says, we all get your Seinfeld references. We all know what George driving to the Hamptons means. Hey, Andy. Know what?
You really went bald.
Know
there,
why you didn't like Seinfeld? Because there was no Neanderthal male character for you to identify with. Perchance, if John Cena made a guest appearance, you'd watch. You only like Kramer because of his physical comedy. The other three characters' social commentary flies over your head, kind of like what happens when you're on In Progress with Fred, Paul, and Eric.
Hello, Newman.
Who is this? Was this Brooklyn Matt?
Brooklyn Matt.
Oh, yeah, I figured. Once I heard the email, I figured. No, part of the reason I didn't watch it is I believe it went head-to-head early on with Home Improvement, and I watched Home Improvement from the beginning, and I'm of the belief once I start not watching a show, I don't watch it. You know, once I've missed the boat has sailed.
That is
the ship.
The
boat has paddled.
But the ships, ships aren't really sailboats.
But sailing is what they call it.
No, I know, but not if it has a motor. Motorboating on cleavage day.
On cleavage day, yeah, that would be appropriate.
I get Andy's point about if you miss it, once you miss it, you can't jump in.
But it's
even
in,
though that was a show that easily
it's in reruns in perpetuity.
But third year in, you could have watched that show and you'd have been fine. It's not.
That's true.
It wasn't
it's
an ongoing
also not
serial.
That funny, but,
although there were some references. Ridiculous. There were some
anybody that could possibly say they watched Home Improvement.
Oh, tremendous show!
It was a tremendous show.
Over
very funny. Anybody
anything
who
over
Seinfeld
over
says
Seinfeld,
that was not a funny show.
I think it
is
was
just
a,
being
I think
an
it was a
snob.
Funny show. It was nothing. It couldn't even
yes,
hold
it was.
A candle.
Yes,
it
was.
It was a top 10 show for a long
yes,
time.
For a
that
long
doesn't
time.
Mean it was better
because of that helper girl he had. That
she was hardly on it.
Her name is Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, yeah. She was hardly on it.
I was hard when she was on it.
Oh.
What does that mean? Now, that's just a dirty line. It wasn't a double entendre.
I guess so. I don't know.
I guess.
Uncalled for.
I liked Home Improvement.
That's Fred's first
I thought
one.
It was funny, but...
Very funny.
I'm
nothing,
with Paul, it I'm was with Paul on this.
Nothing could...
Seinfeld,
not even,
Seinfeld is like...
Not even in the stratosphere.
In today's age of DVRs, if
I may
same,
have watched
if
both.
The same problem... Right, you could have watched both,
may
and
have
you might have
both.
Thought it was a funny show.
But I just think I was in high school. I don't think Seinfeld was targeted towards me. When I'm in high school, I just...
That could be.
That
true.
Could be.
You might just been, different generation. You guys are older.
Brooklyn Matt might be right. You might have been just
yeah,
too
I'm
young.
Not old
and,
like
and,
the four of you.
Not intelligent enough to understand.
Or look old like him.
He was like the opposite of Ralph Wilson. You were too young and really didn't understand it.
Right.
It was a complicated sitcom.
You know, it was funny on Home Improvement.
You fall right into Brooklyn Matt's stereotype.
He does a lot of voiceover work on
yes.
TV now. He does
yeah,
like Campbell's Soup. He does
money.
Like a car thing.
Yeah, he does like GMC, I think.
Yeah. And you know who else's voice I thought I recognized was Christian Slater.
Oh, he does Auto Trader.
That is him, isn't
right.
it?
Yeah.
Well, he's got
well,
a new
that's
show
the thing
coming
now.
Out, too.
It's been for the last 10 years that rather than pay these guys the big bucks to actually be on camera,
they
pay
just
for
do
the
voice.
And it works. Yeah. You know, you recognize that voice, and it made you listen. You know?
And also, it's...
I haven't heard any of them.
But the idea is to make you buy the
like,
product.
Like, for example, Kia. A Hyundai. You know who was the voice for Hyundai?
I don't know if I've seen a Hyundai commercial.
See, Kevin Spacey is one of them.
Kevin Spacey is one of them, but yeah. Jeff Bridges is like the voice
yes,
of Hyundai.
Yes, you're right.
Hyundai,
you're right.
You know?
You're right.
I probably wouldn't have recognized
voices.
His voice.
Yeah, I don't know him well.
No, I recognize him.
Yeah.
Except James Earl Jones and like the big
but
ones.
I mean, getting to listen to the ad is one thing, but actually getting you to buy the product is another thing. So is it effective if you listen
right.
or is it effective if you actually... Decide to go and
well,
the rats in the Kia commercial
first,
have me more attracted to that
rule
than the
of
voice.
Advertising.
That's
first
true.
Is know your audience.
Yeah,
the
right.
second is
that's a much cooler commercial.
Hook the listener. You got to get their attention.
Okay,
you got to get their.
Yeah,
you have
rats
my,
driving a car.
You
that
have
gets my,
my
attention.
Oh, the, you
and
can get
bebopping.
With this. You can get with
yeah,
that.
That's
that,
a good
that,
commercial.
That's funny. They're dancing.
Oh,
the
that
are funny.
I love that.
You could deal with this, or you could deal with that.
But it's not getting me to buy the car. Is the point?
I would consider.
I like watching the commercial.
But you're not in the market. Are you in the market to buy a car right now?
No, I'm not.
Buy
a Kia. That's beneath.
But if
I was in the market,
if you were,
you know, it is. It's well beneath that big nose.
Should be beneath anybody.
You would be thinking about.
Those are kind of cool.
More than $1,000 to spend
because you love that commercial. So and you're in the market.
I bought my Ford F-150 just because Dennis Leary does the ads.
Maybe. You're an idiot.
You know?
Maybe. When the transmission
you know, unless,
blows at 62,000 miles, you'll regret it.
If you have your heart set on a truck, you're obviously not going to be looking at a Kia. But if you didn't know and you're kind of, hey, I know
trucks?
I'm going to be buying a car.
Kia Sportage?
I'm looking for something economical.
Oh, they have
SUVs?
That, like SUV
a,
it got your attention.
A rice burner?
You know?
Maybe.
I don't think we can say that.
That is that's kind of a derogatory term.
You know those motorcycles?
We don't do that, Archie.
All right.
Archie!
And one of my roommates said
that's the motorcycles, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yamaha,
like Kawasaki.
Yamaha.
Right.
Yeah.
They're the racing, like, so you got to lean
over. Yeah, we don't
do
that anymore.
They also call them crotch rocket because you lean over.
Right.
Because it's like your crotch.
That's more acceptable.
I just thought motorcycles in general were called that, no?
No, it's the racing one.
Kind?
No, yeah. it's the opposite of the Harley and those right. the slow ride.
The one where you're speeding.
No, see, you learn something every day. I always thought just motorcycles. One of the slang terms was crotch rocket.
No,
because on those, it's really when you lean forward, it's really like the engine is like right under your crotch.
Well, they're all. Well,
whereas on the other ones, you're kind of sitting back in your crotch
in
the sky.
Yeah.
Right. all about the direction of your crotch.
You know another thing about home improvement?
It's on your hip.
Ran out of gas quickly.
No, I wouldn't say quickly.
I wouldn't say quickly.
Before the end, it kind of
stayed on the air for a very long time.
But it wasn't quickly.
It might have overstayed its
really,
welcome, but I don't think
really
it went
good for a long time.
I would say two-thirds
of
the way.
I would disagree with you, Paul.
The kids got old. They looked weird.
No.
The young kid went into that goth period. Terrible.
Two-thirds of the
terrible.
Way was
terrible. Epic fail.
No.
You probably didn't like the youngest kid.
The youngest kid was definitely questionable.
You didn't like
him. He was weird.
He was questionable.
He was funny, though.
Oh, God.
The pale skin like one?
Yeah.
With the high voice.
Was his name Mark?
Then the middle kid got famous. He started doing movies and stuff. He thought he was too cool.
Was Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
He was the kid that thought he was cool.
The old kid had the bad mullet. It just...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't like...
Look, the more I'm talking, the more you guys are like, yeah.
No, I think it was a great show. It was funny.
It was a funny show, but it was funny because it's him.
I'm with you.
Even the wife was funny.
I hated.
The neighbor was funny.
Mr. Wilson.
Wilson was funny.
Wilson was awesome.
Wilson was funny. And Tim was
Al Borland.
Al Borland was funny. Yeah, it was a funny show.
The mother was terrible, and the kids were terrible.
The mother was funny.
She was fine.
The
Patricia
mother was annoying.
Something or other, I forget.
The mother was like the prototypical sitcom wife who had all the answers, and you know, my moronic husband who can't. You know,
he was a moron.
Along those lines, a show that I never watched when it was on, but I've seen it in reruns now, and it's kind of funny. Is King of Queens? He's pretty funny.
King of Queens is very funny.
Kevin
pretty
Dance,
funny.
Yeah.
King of Queens, very funny.
Perfect.
All right, well, that's going to be it for
what?
This edition.
We once again,
another hour.
Sorry to get...
we never end on football, ever.
We couldn't get to
once
a lot
again,
of the emails, but
we rarely start on football.
Thanks
true.
For our callers, Kevin on the board, John from South Carolina
yes.
for buying us lunch.
Yep.
Doc for whatever
much.
He does to deserve a lunch.
And as always, on Thursday, we'll see you next Tuesday. We'll see you next Tuesday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.